Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital.
Daddy
knows ya.
Daddy knows ya.
Moving in over.
Daddy knows ya.
Can't you feel my breath?
Daddy
knows ya. All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Black, brother Black, blood even. Yeah, just funny. Getting down. A blood to blood, a players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that?
Can they get to that? Oh yes, can they get to that? Oh man, can they get to that, CC? Chocolate City. Man, oh man, check out all the chocolate cities around the country and check out them now. They look like they are turned into shitholes. Boy, oh boy, from chocolate to shit, boy, we must get into the mix. This is the Dry Bones, and we are your hosts for the next 3 hours. And we got a load of people who are going to be your co-hosts called the Dry Bones. And we're going to put everybody together today, and we're going to kick it hard. Now, we're going to be telling y'all that we're going to send y'all a $5 invitation to next week. We're doing the money round. We got 3 people already. Those who don't know, I see you got Cash App. We're going to send the invitation. If you don't get in by that coming Sunday, this coming Sunday, you now will be in the money round. $5 will get you 100. You better figure this out, because we're going to see if you really know what the facts is really all about. Now, let's get it moving, man. Oh, man, this is going to be a high-powered show as usual. And we only going to bring you stuff that's facts. You won't even know they are the fact, because I'm pulling out shit from out of hats, out of doors, out of secret closets. This will make this clear to you that you've been played, told. You heard what George Clinton say, gaming on you. They've been gaming hardcore. Let me just tell you, Chocolate City's now was supposed to get it. In that song, he said, we're going to get reparations. Well, you did get it. It went to the immigrants. So George was kicking back then, but in reality right now, it did. It went to the immigrants. And all the mayors of the Chocolate Cities that's supposed to help elevate you when that song was put out, man, oh, man, you on the news every night shooting each other. Boy, what happened to the Chocolate Cities out there? Somebody say amen to that one. But we're going to have a good time this morning because it's cold here in MIA, and we all drinking tea and some good old-fashioned remedies. Meaning put some old-fashioned alcohol in the tea and make sure it's green tea because it's going to help you out. Now, let's kick it hard up in here, man. This is crazy. CC, Chocolate Cities. All this revelation of a prophecy because you've been gamed on, obviously. Many of you out there listening today, this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. Everything you thought was true is a fucking lie. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. With facts, I'm going to prove it to you in 3 hours. That's going to be easy to do. If you've been listening to this program for 8 years of us doing this, in the eighth year of us doing this, what a number. Today, I'm going to see how smart you are about your past, present, and future. Your 3 degrees of craftsmanship, your 3 subterranean worlds, all this is going to be put out today and see if you can answer the call. Now, all the information y'all been sending goes in correlation to this. Obviously, there's something else on this planet. Obviously. The name is in your Bibles, but you don't know the Bible really good because the Bible is a secret alien book. You don't even know who the characters are, half of you. We put up today a program. We're only going to give you the clues because we'll give you the answers. Be too much for you to comprehend probably in one program. You know what I said, program. But today's program is called the Infallible Shadow Mall. Or shout a little mouth. And the word the infallible should be a key to those of you who don't understand that it's a big group that will go along with this, that have been groomed for this, who's been DNA'd for this. Now, the word infallible should be a scary word if you don't understand it. But since you should understand it by now, the word is, many of you think y'all infallible on this call, including my, you know, facts do matter. But can some facts be seen later in life other than what is spoken right now? Y'all be the judge of that one. Can we say something now that ain't been verified and then comes to fact fruition in a few more years? That'd be like a fact prophecy, you know what I'm saying? So what we laying down, when we say facts, these are things that already been done. And the clarity of it all is foreseen in our reality. So what was done in the past should be a revelation for you right now to see into the future. That is a hard art. Now, we're dealing with magic. Now, I'm going to show you how y'all don't know the Bible quite well. When Jesus said he went up to the Father, he went to the right hand of the Father. He didn't say, I go to the left. He said, to the right. There's a reason for that. Ain't just because he didn't like being a lefty or right. It was about magic, not with the M. Magic. The Magi knowledge. The magic knowledge comes in two forms. Male and female, and good and evil. They say the left is the black magic. They say the right is white magic. Not nothing to do with color, means the art of perfecting energy for good and the art of perfecting energy for evil, or opposite polarity. So obviously there's forces on this planet that's already in battle before you brought your ass out your mama. So being infallible means incapable of making a mistake or being wrong. Now, many of you already believe you're infallible. Just your own wives and husbands believe they're infallible. Never wrong. Not because the DNA of this characteristic is in all of us. And being wrong. Now, what came to fruition with this was the Holy Roman Catholic Church. They made sure they took quite high exception to that word infallible, credited with the papal infallibility. For encyclical to be infallible, the Pope must speak in extra cathedra. Now, think about that right now. He must speak in a language. You must look these words up, otherwise the clues will never come to you. And the name why I put the infallible, Charles de Lamour, or Shk de Lamour, is associated with a familiar Edomite component. The Edomites in the Bible, the good old Bible, basic instructions before you leave the earth. Components as Kudur, K-U-D-U-R, meaning servant. And Lagamar, meaning, so Kudur Lagamar was the high goddess in the Elamite religion. This name is in the Bible. King of Elam, mentioned in Genesis 14. Genesis betray him. Now, I said him, but actually it's her. Go look it up. See, they, what the switcheroo did, they made the infallible, and then they said his real, the real name is Kudur Roma, or Kudur, the Knights of Tents of Kudur. Oh boy, we got to get hot today. We're going to put this all together for you. So simple, even a fool can see. Stevie Wonder, wearing glasses. Thanks, Stevie Wonder, for that being in that song, Minister of the Fine Arts. Being that it says in Genesis, portrays, the word portrays him as an ally with three other kings. Now, he's an ally with three kings. Three kings, huh? Three kings, three magi. We're going to put this all together for you today. So simple. Campaign against five Canaanite cities and states. They were called city-states. Already, just like today. Nothing's new under the Helios. That's going to be the first part. Now, I want y'all to tell me something about that right there. Let me get y'all in the queue. Can I? Now, I'm going to see if you really understand history. Those nations, the chart is up. Same nations today. Iran. Iran is where Elamites or Elam was at, supposedly the location. Then you got Babylon, Iraq. Then you got, these are all the names in the Bible now, of that Genesis 14, that he was fighting three and five, which is eight. See, three and five. Boy, I told you, boy. Y'all gonna get a whole bunch of knowledge this time because I'm in the eight. But I want to see if you know what the war over. Same war going on that was back in them days. The same nations fighting today. Same ones. Is the land of the Khazar. It's called Khazaria, Bulgaria, Hungary. Where are we being played? Georgia. Go look it up. It's Khazaria. Like I told you before, the name, what's the Khazars? Just because somebody put the book together, you got to look that book up to make sure. That I thank that brother for putting that together for us, because now we see what this whole shebang is about. Thank you, Arthur Kunstler. Gave the whole history, published in Random House, New York. The Mongols, the Turks, the Khazar was derived from a mixture of Mongols, the Ottoman Turks, and Finns in the early 3rd AD. They were identifiable as contact warfare areas of Persia and Armenia. And then it goes on to say, the kingdoms finally established the Caucasus. So that Caucasus Mountain shit, y'all come up there in Caucasia, that's bullshit. Bullshit, they know goddamn. They themselves after an ancient cult called the Caucasus Mountains that were pure as white. That's where that came out later on. But see, you lied to yourself so much because you're lovers of lies that you believe they called the Caucasus. That was made up. That's a name of magic. Prove me wrong. Facts matters. Began settling themselves around the northern Caucasus, which is mountains, between the Black Sea, the Khazar capital. But I tell you, it's a mixture of Mongol, Ottoman Turks, and Finns. That's where they get the Khazars was among the devastating hordes of Attila the Hun. See, Genghis Khan. All this stuff y'all been lying yourselves into, but today won't happen today, baby boys and girls. It won't be happening. We about to bust this all up for you. So right there, the ancient war, which is going on right now. So obviously, something is on this earth with us. Now, the order is like this, everybody. The New York bishop is the fallible Jesuit priest warfare machine here out of New York. Everything's out of New York. I'm going to give you the facts. This is part two. We'll be going to be kicking it on. And this is a three-dimensional show. So get ready if your minds can handle it. Facts. Now, let me make sure before we close out on that first part, because I'm bringing on each part to talk about. The Canaanite had five cities. Name two of them later on. Two of them were utterly destroyed. Amazing. And this was during an uprising in the days of Abraham. Some say Brahma, but you can call it what you want. But to show you that these magic witches and warlocks, that this is what they practice, left hand, right hand, seated at the right hand of the Father, left hand of Lucifer. All this, you can't even get into history until you know all this. It's just impossible. You've been fooling yourself. You think you could just read a book without reading their cult world with it. It's impossible. It's foolish. Makes no sense. But here's what will make sense. On Saturday, the Evening Post, January 17th, 1959, a picture of the Black Pope appeared in the Evening Post. Who, in 1963... Look at the names. Look at the time. All this going on during the Civil Rights Movement, just in case you didn't know. How these power structures, through time and division of time, and we're going to show you how to divide time. See, that 13 that we've been talking about, it's 13 divisions. Ain't just 13 years. So we're going to get to that later, but let's deal with this. In 1963, he reigned over the Jesuit order, the most powerful secret society, and gave commands for the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The Assassination Committee in 1976 demanded Bakley for a well-done job. He went on to employ as the law professor of the Rome Notre Dame University here in Indiana. Man, this is getting deeper and deeper. See, the university president who employed Berkeley was another of the darlings of the Jesuits, the CFR members and civil rights agitators who further centralized power in Washington, D.C. With his civil rights, 1964 Civil Rights Act, the priest who was right next to Martin King or Michael King, the priest's name is Theodore Hesper. Better look him up. Oh, you better look him up. And the third one we'll be talking about is what is on Earth. Been on Earth since the beginning of Earth time. So I hope you're ready for the Helios, y'all. We about to get hot. Like I say before, we ain't playing with nobody today. Have your facts ready. Make sure when we tell you to calm down so people can understand what we're talking about. Bad enough, I'm talking in three dimensions. We need y'all to understand we're talking to the New World Order. You better understand, it's not a joke. One thing you need to understand is I gave you all the dates. Genesis 14. Who are those kingdoms? Then, who are the Khazars if they are fighting today? The same regions of Khazaria is what you're seeing in the news. And then find out why the civil rights movement has betrayed all chocolate cities. I hope y'all ready for this program. We're about to get hot in this minute. Now, we've been talking to you about these shows that we've been doing. The contest is based off the 8 years of shows. We will tabulate questions from our monologues, and we will give you somewhat clues. The harder the questions, the more the money goes up. Those who get it, get the money. That's how we plan this. Should be very simple. Many of you like playing games already. It's not hard to do. So basically what we ask you to do is participate. Where else can you get free money for what you think is the facts? We like that. So what we're going to do today is show you that the murderers, all that's going on, all that's happening today is put together by a diabolical cult of magic between good and evil. So whatever hand y'all goes to today, you can go to the left, you can go to the right. But one thing, you will not get around it at all. First of all, let me just put this down. The war that's going on has got to do with Saturn. Y'all been showing pictures of Saturn to me, these different suns, the worshiping of the sun. Think about it. That's all they've been doing, showing us all this stuff about Saturn. You seeing it? Y'all showing me on all these pictures y'all been showing me. But all these pictures y'all been showing, it's something coming through the universe with three objects that's been seen on the earth by many. Undescribable phenomena. Because that's the days of the ancient gods when they worship woman and sun, Saturn.
I was particularly enchanted by something Velikovsky proposed in a work still unpublished at the time. He claimed that in the earliest remembered epoch, the planet Saturn dominated the sky, close to the Earth, presiding over the mythic Golden Age. It was an outrageous idea, and yet I found in it the inspiration for a life's work. Ancient cultures the world over insisted that an exemplary sun once ruled the sky. For the Egyptians, this former power was the creator Atum-Ra, ruling from the center and summit of the sky. In ancient Mesopotamia, we see the primeval sun as a great turning wheel in the heavens, and the astronomers named this body as the planet Saturn. It was from the Romans that we received the planet's name, Saturn. But an archaic Latin name for Saturn was Sol, the sun. In earlier Greek texts, the planet Saturn, called Kronos, was also named Helios, the sun. Even the alchemists preserved this preposterous identity. They called Saturn the best sun. Best sun, superior sun, exemplary sun. The core idea always pointed directly to the axis of the sky, the celestial pole around which the heavens visually turn. As improbable as it may seem, this is where the Egyptians located their primeval sun god, Atum. The This motionless spot in the heavens is precisely where later astronomical traditions from Greece to Persia and China all claimed that Saturn had ruled the world, a contradiction of every principle we take for granted today. Ancient chroniclers insisted that the planet Saturn, now just a speck in the sky, had presided over the Golden Age, an epoch of abundance, cosmic harmony, and grandeur. The archaic name of Italy was Saturnia, and tradition held that this very name was given to the original site of Rome. The Sabbath, the special day of rest and reverence, was Saturni Dies, Saturn's Day, a day honored throughout the Mediterranean, the Near East, and beyond. The popular Roman festival, Saturnalia, was a symbolic return to the Saturnia Regna, Saturn's reign, the Golden Age. Much symbolic content of our own New Year's and Christmas celebrations will trace to the Roman Saturnalia and related ancient festivals.
Now, I'm going to start to tell y'all the number system, just in case when I bring y'all into the mics, to show you that the 13 is coming exactly, like we said, into pieces and parts. The Regional Council of America, 13 members, leadership, that coordinate the local leadership councils. Except a lot of Amway and any other well-organized business enterprise with the flow charts of accountability for each member. This council will look something like this. Head of the council, one military seat. Two, spiritual, two seats, scholarship, two seats, finance, two seats, training, two seats, and science, two seats, equals 13 members. Military, two seats as well. Now, the way they put this together is so magnificent. It's unbelievable. And I have to put it to y'all. The number system, as you all may know, is already out there. 33, 13, 39, all that's out there. But it means more than what we just say, oh, these things, oh, the 13 this, the 13 that. It was 13 years of division. That's why America was able to go from horse and buggy to a nuclear weapon, because it was all put together through a strategy of numerical combination, which you hear Brother Eddie tell you all the time. Now, I'm going to show you how this works real quickly. The Founding Fathers, Rebellion, an Inga, 13. 33 Masons was there. One Nation Under God. George Washington mentions in the Rotunda. He shows the 13 maidens over the nations during the Rotunda. The first bomb was the Enola Gay, which is the Mission 13, dropped on little boy Hiroshima near the 33rd parallel, which caused a new day to call the new age of the nuclear age. That was a doggone ceremony. All the nations were prepared for it. That was in the elite. 1776, you know all about that. It's about your money. Hiroshima, 13 periods, 13 each equals 100. Now, this is how it gets deep, everybody, and I'm going to let it loose. Because Brother Eddie taught this, and I started looking up even more. He was teaching on it. I said, man, let me go look for more of this up. And that's how you know how this is working really, really, really good with this. They are perfectionists of this. Every name, everything from CNN to Dairy Queen equals those numbers, 13. It's so phenomenal how they just able to do this. But the most serious one to me is the blessing of the serpent who told Eve, thou shalt eat, surely die. Represents the reassemblance of the 13 tribes of Levi's on the 27th of September, 1973. A typical situation took place. which is what they took place when they did the Menachem and Begin and all that, when they went over there to Tel Aviv and they had the war, the whole war going on, and Egypt was involved with Mubarak, Moses Mubarak, and all. Oh, man, this is like a picture book. You're like, man, how could they think this up to be so good? But it really is. It's unbelievable. From how they did everything, Star Trek, everything. Gene Roddenberry was initiated. That's why he used the Vulcan god, the name of the Roman god. Vulcan was the name of the false Roman god. And so in saying all this, before I let y'all into the Helios, the sun god, which is the name of this program, Helios, two sons, the son of the golden age. How does that work? Well, they said 13 time periods of 13 years each. So that's 169 years. That's how they calculated the founding of this nation. July 4, 1776 to July 4, 1945. Before they got into the age of nuclear war, it took 169 years from that so-called secret year, because that's not the year of America, 1776. Y'all should know that by now. But it was 13 periods equal up to 169. And from that 169, they were able to do the most profound ceremony. Because on July 4th, 1945 to August 6th, 1945, Hiroshima, before they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, was on 33 days from the 169. Amazing. So that is what we are going to be talking about today. How can you stop these spells? And everybody going to say energy. Well, you better find out how much energy you got right now, because you're going to need it. Because if they can hit President Kennedy the way they hit him, upside the head, y'all better start singing, oops, upside the head. They hit him three times. And you better ask yourself, who else got hit three times in the most profound legend in the world? Let's open up the mics. We about to get hot. The Helios is hot, hot, hot. Let's make it happen. Hold on, let me get everybody in here. Let me see if I got everybody mic open up. Okay. Raise your hand if you want to get in here. I see y'all. Let me go in here to 6661.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Oh, man, great dawning. Get it on. Great dawning. It's a
great
hell of a dawning.
Great dawning, man. Great. Like, in the words of our great brother there, it's good to be alive, grab popcorn, sit back and relax, but you got to know what you're looking at, you know, and when we talk about, you talk about the Canaanites and all those people, and when in relations and bringing it into the existence of where we saw Brother Trump kind of open up the pipeline, and when he brought in the Abracadabra, and that was all magic.
Yeah.
Abracadabra chords, he brought it in, and you relate to the Canaanites, and this whole thing has been about our ancient history and our bloodline tied up in the mix. But when we don't know history, you know, history without purpose.
Let me ask that question. That's a good one. I'm glad you brought that. Now, out of the mixture of this Khazarian Empire, we said the Mongols, the Turks, and the Finns of the early 3rd century AD. Now, this is when this mixture came into its so-called existence. Where do you think they got our part from? The Turks or the Mongols?
All the great scholars and whatever, they all traveled to the great temples of Luxor, and they were all educated in the mysticisms and occultisms of us. But, you know, when we look back on the historical perspective and we talk about the Canaanites, you know, there were different cities that had great contributions to commerce. You had Beit Shean, you had Giza, Gezer, you had Hazor, you had Jericho, you had Jerusalem, Lachish, Megiddo, and Shechem. Now, Beit Shean was Israel in a sense, and it was known as Beeson, but you had Giza and Ramla and Israel that were probably under Thutmose's control back then, and from 1479 to 22 BC. Now, you know, and that's why and then you had Tel Hazor, which is Upper Galilee. Now, they were the head. They controlled the commerce coming out of there, and they supply all the
You're looking like what? What did they look like? Our family members?
Of course. We're
okay,
in the mix.
So that's to alleviate that they're looking for us. This is about war that they're looking for us. This is about a game going on with a group of people. Think about it. If they are with us, and that's why I'm playing this early stuff today, so y'all can look at them nations, the same nations today, they're going to say this a whole different ball game, of course, than we saying over here.
Remember when we spoke back to the J boys, you know, there were three Khazarians. You had the Khazar, you had the three J boys, which were the
right.
Oriental, the Oriental,
Sephardic is actually Ethiopian. It's not even
exactly
Ashkenazi. So Sephardic is
Ashkenazi.
So we've
been mixing and mingling for a long time, baby.
Yeah. Well, the whole world been mixing and mingling to our point. Let's go with this right quick and bring some more calls in here because I want some answers today. Because what's happening is we selling this thing about the color, the black pope. Notice his name. Notice all these. No one even talked about how that name was actually a female goddess that was later changed to a man. How about that one, everybody? True facts matters, don't it? I got some more calls in here. Let me go to 3364. Let's get, because we're going to all three of them today before we get to the money game next week. What's going on, bro?
I sent all y'all
the silver and showed y'all. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, all you got to do is go there and look at that. I put it right there for you. It's free. The word was free. Free silver.
Hey, my brother, I apologize, man.
Don't worry about that, man. We cool. We don't worry about that. We having fun, so let's go with it. Hey, what you think, man? You've been saying there's something out there. I see all this. Now, this man be sending. This is a correspondent right here, y'all. You talking about CNN? Dude, you see what we talking about today. What you think about? Are they worshiping the sun that's coming?
I guess I know the sun got energy, man. First of all, I want everybody don't be talking over each other because we want Ruby Grandma to hear this, man. She probably listen. I don't want Grandma to put no shit on me, so I ain't gonna be talking over nobody. I'll be quiet.
I had left the building. I left it to y'all.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody tell me a lady came on. Grandma, I was off. Don't worry. If I'm on here, it won't happen. If I leave out the word, that's what happens. So try to stay with us, man. Because I was cracking up.
Yes, sir. Grandma got on Ruby ass, so I don't want Grandma to get on me over talking.
Hey, much love to Grandma and Ruby. Thank you, baby. Thank you. But go ahead. Make your point, man. Make your point. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Right now, what y'all just said, you and other brother, man, I'm still learning. Because right now, bro, I'm still learning. Every time I think I know something, I don't know shit. I'm still learning, man. So I'm going to see somebody else talk, man.
Speak about what you said there. Some of the stuff you said. Yeah, don't worry about what you did say because that's what led for the show. Go ahead.
So I know is what Biden said, man, and what Kwame said. In the United States Capitol, in between them two, the Senate building and House of Representatives, that rotunda. And even Biden said, on top of that goddamn dome of the Capitol is a statue of a black woman, man. Biden even said that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. I told you the name was Kadar DeLamar. She in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They changed her name and her body to a man. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the war is going to be. Let's get some more callers. Turn yourself down, too, if we can.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, turn yourself down a little bit. Okay, we're going to make this happen. I'll bring it back in. Just mute yourself for a minute. Let me get some more callers.
Yes, sir.
Again, we want to get on this subject here because if this is the case in the area of the wars that's going on right now, it's in Khazaria. Just look at the map of Khazaria and look what they tell you on TV where the so-called Hungary, Georgia, all that is Khazarian land. Ain't that something? Let's get some more calls before I break it into hardcore. Because again, y'all women out there, I told you George Soros from Hungary, what magic he worshiped. Left hand magic, the same magic that came to you in the garden. Let's get it on. 9927. Go ahead. Turn yourself down.
Hold on a second. Let me get this.
Yeah, you be having some technical problems.
There we go.
Hey,
there we go. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I got a bad phone. I got to get a new phone.
Just turn it. Just turn working. Off. Just talk. Don't try to hear yourself. Just talk.
The magic. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on the magic. I'm with you on because we all have, in every nation, have some type of powers that we were able to cast spells with our natural language. And our language was forbidden to be spoken because it can be spoken the wrong way to either imprison, either kill, or it can create, it can destroy, it can heal, okay? And it can heal wounds, it can heal bones. But the thing was, the people, the generations now, have been wiped out through lies, through the education, which is a fucking lie, telling you don't believe in magic. But they're constantly showing you what they're doing to you with Disney.
Magic.
So basically, it's always been a part of us. The language that we speak now, we say the wrong thing, and we've been doing it, cursing ourselves. This is a generation curse that we're constantly putting on ourselves because we're speaking a bastard language. And due to us not knowing, letter is a spell. It can either destroy, or it can create, or it can heal, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
I
once
you
learn each letter and what it means and the number behind that letter.
That's right. We had to do that. That was your training, too, when we was at Temple Times.
Right.
We had to look up every word.
But we weren't told
in the dictionary.
The language was used like that. We weren't told that that's what the language was used for. We wasn't told that. Now we're coming back into our rightful place by resurrecting our minds and learning everything, because they took everything away from us and discredited it into something that's fictional, that's not real, when it actually always been real. We always had technology. We buried the 13th gate. We had 13 gates, portals. We crushed one of them because the entity that was coming through there, we was at war with. Okay, so there's knowledge that's missing. The ancestors are giving you the knowledge.
Now,
you just have to let them give it to you. You have to open up and let them tell you. Even if you ain't read it in the book, it's starting to come out, and they're letting you know. So the people that are spreading or telling our people, look, you got to resurrect your mind. You got to get your mind open so you will know that the things that they tell you, oh, vampires are not real. Yes, they are real. That's why they're constantly drawing blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not drawing
werewolves
blood, too.
Not
energy.
Real.
Energy.
Yes.
Energy.
They have
let's think about
that.
You heard it here. We did a show on that. You was on the show. You know that we see people now. You've been sending out stuff about this sun stuff. See Saturn.
Yeah,
are
the
they
sun.
For
now, this
Saturn?
Is blowing my mind. They did something to the sun, and they keep trying to pretend like they didn't. But if the sun, if you got to release an artificial sun and then turn around and try to fly when they actually did it, and you see all the people standing there watching this shit go up in the air, that's right there. You should automatically see, like, oh, is this an illusion or is this real? Or is this, what's the Blue Bean Project? Blue Bean, or they actually did send an artificial sun up in the sky.
Now, let's go with that Project Blue Bean, because me and you talked about this years ago. When we first heard about this, people thought we was crazy. But Project Blue Bean was supposed to fake a fake Jesus and a fake alien attack, everybody. So get that in your mind now. It was supposed to do a fake alien attack because the aliens are ruling today
with the Khazarians and all of them. They know about the commerce and all of that stuff. They're actually doing business with other off-world people. If you're putting prices on asteroids, come on. They got ships. I tell you, the billionaire boys ain't nothing but toy ships, y'all. They got ships beyond your imagination. They show you the actual ships they got in movies. Okay, yeah. These ships is out there. They're real. They're pretending they're not real.
All right, hold on.
They're real.
Let me get some more. Stay with me. You know how we work. Let me get that, because a lot of y'all hands up today. I knew it was going to be, because this thing needs to be looked up. First of all, those of you going to Bible school today or going to church in a little while, I would ask the preacher, why the areas of the Bible always at war? I would ask that first. Why everybody in the Bible countries of these ancient world, same area today? Let me get some more callers. 9019. Make sure your noise is down. Make sure we can hear you. Otherwise, we're going to go to the next caller, which will be 4263. So get ready, 4263, and I got 09019. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey.
I'm
ready to get on your show. I got all my government panels together to show
We're going to get you ready. Don't worry. Now, what's your thought about, since you talk about the patents of government, what kind of people would want to do these things, like we just said about the Bible? I don't know, you're sure you're familiar with some of these things we're talking about. What's your thought about them changing these female gods to men in the Bible?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. It's either to deceive or to make somebody seem weaker, because women has always had strength. And the black woman has always a warrior, and it's been time she a war and saved the whole generation. But in the Caucasian race, ethical, cultural group, they Caucasian women is the opposite. They depend on they Caucasian men, and from them depending on the Caucasian men, that can weaken the collective of any ethical cultural group. And what I can see is, don't nobody want to give the black woman credit. So they'll change all these characters in the Bible. Change all if they could, they wouldn't even give Harriet Tubman her respect. Black women has always went to war. So to change things around and make it seem like a man, put the character of a woman and give that to some credit to a man, that's, I don't say it's biased, but I say that's trying to take the credit away from the black woman.
But let me ask you about that, because the black woman, let's go, because now that we in the West, we sit in the West, many of us right on this phone call, the black woman look like she in a lot of things. I mean, what's your view? Because I think you come out of the California area. You see us on TV. Y'all know the history about California. And what you think about all these black women in different political seats around the country? And the question is, they're being financed by a Hungarian white man named George Soros, who we just said came from the same group called the Khazar. So black women are now actually falling, fulfilling an ancient prophecy, because they're like, worship at the same time. You say they worship.
But they've been exploited for too long.
And so are they going against? Exploitation. Now, the question I want to ask you, and I'm taking some more calls, is that exploitation of y'all because y'all so powerful even more deadly?
Yes.
Because okay, that's interesting. Very. So what you think? What you think about that? Your government.
Why you say they got Kamala? I won't just say Kamala Harris, but for as they trying to say she's a black woman, they got her the president or the vice president. Then you look at all of the black women. I noticed that they'll put the black woman in charge, but then they'll make what's her name? What's that lady? And Kamala? Rice.
Condoleezza Rice.
Remember, they had her with Bush.
Right.
Then they got what's his name? That president, the president now. So they put the black woman
Bush.
With a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Like she backing him, he backing her.
Now.
And what's all that about?
Now let me
Why
ask you now.
Put, huh?
That's the ancient. Now let's go with that because that's a good. You said Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice is supposed to be a Republican, everybody. And you know she was the one with Colin Powell, who's also in this expose that I'm going to get into later on with the last part of this program. They actually were the ones that lied on and said that that it was weapons of mass destruction, everybody. It was those two that actually said this to UN. And so Colin Powell and them were both lying on the behest of what y'all say today is the president of the United States, which should be taken into account of what's going on between the black and both sides of these two political things. Let me get one more caller. Stay with me. We're gonna get to that government thing because right after this clip, I want y'all think about it. If they can do this now, and really make it happen, it's really deep that we're not paying attention to that. We at a level where can they fake a war and have every, since COVID is going out, everybody, COVID is on the way out. Europe is announcing COVID. It's about to be over there. But it's one last push, one last hurrah for over here. Let me get another caller in. 4263, welcome to the Helios.
Brother Dry Bones, what's happening, man? Long time no talk to you, man.
Oh, man,
I
appreciate it. Hey, yes, man. Yes. Go ahead. I know you.
Listen, we definitely got to be in touch more often. But, you know, I heard you mention you made a reference to, John Kennedy getting shot three times. You made a reference to getting hit three times in the head. Now you already know that I know what that where that reference come from.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
And then you made a reference to three countries.
Yeah.
And I understand where that comes from too. That comes from the and I'll go ahead and just you know, I mean we on the show. It's all good.
Right.
You know, we sharing
mm-hmm.
knowledge. The 3J boys.
Yeah, he said that.
And that's the reference of the 3J boys. And as far as getting hit three times in the head, we already know that's Harem Abiff.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, how does that correlate when we start talking about mysticism? And this is a question I'm asking you. How does that correlate to today's time when we look at those, when you make that analogy?
Yeah, when you see that the rituals were in from the time of the ancients that were
played today. Can I answer that for him?
Yeah, you can, but as soon as I finish.
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to see because I want that way you could come in and see that and add to that. It's right happening now. These same coalition because he was looked upon as a so-called messiah figure. He was there. He's a Roman Catholic Church of the Vatican, and then when you see how he had to be initiated into these societies that he was initiated in, he had to know the consequences. And because the main consequence was from him stating that he did not want that war to go on, and he was going to mess with the Federal Reserve, everybody. And it's called executive
order.
So
who was here? Who was he? Who was he? Because they had to knock him in the head. They knocked him in the head three times, of course, and killed him. Who was he supposed to represent?
He represents the so-called Messiah, which would be considered the Jesus figure, or the slaying of the saints, is so forth as killing of the firstborn. And so they're doing the same rituals.
Oh, okay.
Because the firstborn, like Jesus had to flee. The first, everything is about the firstborn. And even his firstborn son was killed too. John Jr. as well. And some say he's a...
Right.
Some say he's... His was based... See, in the crap, everybody, if you start to look up rituals, and that's what the whole thing about, it brings upon energy. When he got killed, what did it do? It killed the whole... The civil rights was taken over by the Jesuits. I just gave y'all the priest. He was the Black Pope. The Black Pope in 1963 had the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the assassination committee of 1976. You can see they all went to the school of Notre Dame, and they put and they had the so-called civil rights priest with Martin Luther King, the main one with him. Theodore Herzberg was the one who was the missionary priest. And the wages was about that, the giving of wages of the so-called story. And then even that story got connotations behind talking about the sun god too. And then, the whole thing is we're perpetuating rituals, but the mundane people, which you know what that means, they are kept dumb, and that's where we draw the energy from. Because the order for this to happen, people got to stay ignorant. That's why in the Bible, which is a great book, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That means even if you got a house, a car, a Mercedes, you lacking maybe the knowledge of how to live, a fulfillment life or whatever it is may be. So what's happened is we followed that era. I'm going to show you how this works. I got the voice. I'm glad you mentioned that. You remember what happened. Three people got killed. Everybody has proved the facts. Who was next? His brother. Who was next? King. Then his brother. Two pillars, the three pillars of the civil rights movement, taken out. The attorney general, the president, and the Jesus of the people. That's Pontius Pilate and all them too. That's all this is in these rituals, but people don't like to read them and they think it's horrifying. But in reality, you're doing them anyway. Because I'm going to tell you how I'm telling the facts. You notice now Caesar is black on gambling. Watch football today. Caesar got, he told the two Madden boys, let's just make them Caesar. That's what they did. That's what they did in ancient times. They just made you a Caesar. So you actually was a politician, which is what we got today. They made Caesars. So nothing is new under the sun. So we follow him. Go ahead, bro. I talked too long. But go ahead, brother. Jump in on that one. And I'm going to look for the clip of him.
And in correlation to the J Boys, remember back then when JFK was at president at the time, and then Nixon went to China. Now, when we look at the J Boys today, and we look at the economic structure, you have Russia, you have China, and then you have Russia, China. And then you have Israel. Now, when I spoke about the J-Boys, Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and Oriental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Where were the origins of those people? Correlating to what you're saying. And the whole economic thing, and the brother with the Bitcoin, and Bitcoin took a plunge. This thing is about economics and the control of the Silk Road, as we've always stated.
Hey, hold on. The first people, I'm going to tell you how you can put the whole story together. The first people to see the so-called Jesus were traitors. Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. See, right there was telling you the whole world was based on the trade routes. Based on money. Then the only thing Jesus ever gets mad at everybody, think about it, the only thing he ever gets mad at in the Bible is the money changers. He kicked the tables over. I mean, he created the Great Reset in the temple. Oh, man. Let's get ready from the people who died for us for the sake of our sins. Mother Mary, Mother of God, praise for our sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence.
Now, that is JFK, everybody. JFK. Somebody turn their music down, or I'm about to find out and cut you off because it's making noise. Now, that's JFK, everybody. Just died.
Hey, bro.
After that, he died.
Yes,
sir. And Kennedy knew what the plan was. He wanted to take us back to the gold standard.
Right. He knew
they
the
were like, no, we can't have it.
Hold on. And that's the wages.
Hey, drop bomb.
That's the wages of the story, because the whole story was how I get my wages. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Well, the most significant thing I got out of there, he told us what we should be doing, what we doing now. We informing and alerting the people of what the bullshit game they run on us, man.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I was on another show. I was on another show last week, and I talked about how Motown and this motherfucking Mickey Stevenson robbed Miss Kim Weston and won't give her no goddamn money, and then they sold Motown catalog to these devils December 3rd, 1920. And the dude, Ricky Stevenson, promised me in front of God, the country, and the world that he going to give Miss Kim her money. And last week she said she ain't got shit, man. She got to have a GoFundMe account. So I'm busting Motown and Barry Gordon up the ass. They get to put up the ass some more, man.
Well, let me say this. Hold on. Now, Motown, you know we don't have a show with Sister Antoinette. Kim Weston been on this program multiple times on our program. And again, she had a movie, and it's a documentary on her. And it's a shame because you can see that Motown was pimping, and just like they are unsung, and they show you on TV One what we would do to each other. This is right now coming to be something that we need to wake up from, because this is a Motown legend, y'all. Lift every voice and sing. But you know, if they could go after Bill, I'll tell you about it. I said, now this is how deep this is. See. I can't speak for her, but Bill Cosby, all them, we watching them maneuver through all this at the time we were all young. During all this time, we talking 1963, Bill Cosby and all them marching around with this program.
Right.
Not knowing now, undeceptively not knowing. But who's the head? I told you the head was in the front line is the heads of this shit. King is always grabbed to two people. Two people. Last week I told you it was a Jewish dude, and this is the Catholicism. Remember, Judaism is called what, y'all? It's called Judeo-Christianity. Judeo, you know, Judeo. That's what it's really under the guise of. So that means that the two elements are in both of these so-called religions that we call Catholicism. And let me tell you, the prophecy of the Pope is so deep because this Pope just told everybody he was going to stop the Latin Mass. Go look it up. If you really think you know prophecy and you really think you know the facts, go look up, because while all this is going on, the Pope is putting in papal encyclicals that's unbelievable. And I just told you, he says he's infallible. And you just heard JFK tell you to himself that they have no way of getting the covenant. Covenant means, that means they got people who will be willing to die. Like, just like the Japanese kamikaze, as the black man going to have to ask some questions, and woman, and all y'all over here in the West. But ask yourself, if they pull a stunt, which is going to be pulled, and I'm not going to tell you now, I want to see how y'all going to react. Right now, mega storm, everybody that's hitting the East, their lights are out. Ain't no supplies getting into them. See, I told you they're going to use weather. Y'all didn't think that was going
to happen. Hey, Bones. Hey, Bones. Hey, Bones. Can the Hegelian word for infallible be emphatic? The inner
phallic.
The inner, the re-entrance of the phallic back into the male womb, going back to the female. I'm just looking outside the spectrum.
Infallible, because they all seem to be a reconnection. And notice, I want y'all to notice something. I'm calling out the women right now, because I know this is going to be really make some of y'all up. But the way I could tell this is going, notice that men's sports, a woman could be playing. You might get one that be a standout. But in the pro levels, you never may see one in the pro levels. And so in the college levels, but now we watching men become women and taking over women's sports. We said this could easily end with women saying enough of this. So now we saying who promoting this?
What was that movie with that brother in it that changed his sex to play
basketball
because they wouldn't let him play
in
his actual game?
That's right. That's right. That was a good movie too. That was a good movie. It had what's the name in this year? It was called something big. He was a basketball player that had to play for women's league, and he started falling in love. Excellent point. Excellent point. Now, who and what? Black men, y'all know we've been playing women. I got and looked this up myself. The first brothels in America, drag queens of the South were women, were men. Black men were playing women back in the days of Braville, slavery, before slavery got out, the so-called picture, but cities were beautiful. New Orleans, go look them up. I looked it up in their own archives. So I'm thinking to myself, man, it's a cult. And remember I said last week, everybody, about the Pam's cult? So one of my family members, she was curious to listen. He said, don't wear pants. I said, no, don't. You could wear pants. I said, it's a cult about the pants. And what happened? They changed Minnie Mouse now. Now she got on the pants suit. See, I told you, it's all a cult.
Juana,
man. You're right, man.
I said it last week on the show. I said it's a cult for the pantsuits. And then Mickey Mouse, the match. So we on the game here. All y'all on this. Let's go there. Let's go there, everybody. Let's go there. Because women, y'all going to have to ask a question. Because promoting this is going to be your own. Look at your own records are being diminished. Now, it's going to be where... that's when the hermaphrodite cult, I told you it's a cult of them having the male and female coming together. Y'all thought it was just some type of come together, kumbaya, let's get together, baby, let's go out. No, they mean a biological get together. Yeah. Yeah, that's why the science is part of the so-called 13. I told you, this whole 13 thing, is science is number one. That's why you see for the first time in your life right now, science is becoming God. Science is telling us all what to do. If you, and you notice, it's infallible. Dr. Fauci, it's infallible. So now it's saying that if you challenge me with science, instead of saying let's look it up, let's just work it out, let's see if the equations fits, you know, the theory of no, it ain't, you wrong. That's called infallible, and that's what they're demonstrating right now. That's what they demonstrate.
Hey,
got your line. Go ahead, jump in.
I just found out that Denmark and Sweden, they're ending their
COVID
mandate, right, lockdown or mask mandate starting February 1st.
Yep. That's the
story.
Yeah,
on
it
that
seems
side.
Like every country state now and country is going to end in February. So they decided to end that cult ritual right there that they cast
right
on everyone. As they,
somewhere,
I tell people to rebuke Biden for him saying that the unvaccinated is the problem, and that was cursed.
Yeah.
So every time they open up their mouths, they're
right,
cursing people.
That's right. That's why I tell people don't think about it. Cause don't
and
reverse the curse.
The basketball movie was called Juana Man.
Juana Man.
That's
what, ain't that was so,
Juana
that,
Man.
That was a good movie. That was a good. Go ahead. I got 8554.
Hey, drop on. They had a march this weekend, last weekend. Up in D.C., man, with like 80,000 people, say they're not against the vax mandate, man. Kennedy was there, Ariza Islam, and so, I mean, 80,000 people, so people tired of this shit, man.
Right.
It's Putin,
and that's the point I'm making. You see Europe, you see these things, I'm telling you now that they see that that's over with, because these people, according to what they're saying, and I'm going to give you something to make y'all feel, they want to, they know it had to end. They told you, they said it's going to end. They knew the time frame. And now they're saying, what's next? So we trying to say, look out for fake war talk. Look out for all this fake.
It's a distraction.
What's going on. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
And because the economy
is fake war
is
between
already,
Ukrainian
yeah
and Russia.
Right. Right.
That's
it's
a
real
fake war. That's all planned out.
It's all planned out.
Biden gave Putin the okay to go ahead and attack after they funded and sent all the money and the weapons over to the Ukrainians.
Right.
Biden did. And did anybody listen to Biden with that interview where he came out of his mouth and said that they send trillions a week overseas?
Yeah.
And then twisted up and said billions.
That's why, hold on, that's why.
He
that's
said it
why,
right.
You next, brother. I'm going to let you next.
He said
that's why
is going
CC,
overseas.
CC, Chocolate Cities. That's why you got to look at this, everybody. We've been watching this. Parents, grandparents been watching this game of them diverting money up until this very point now. If they can get away with sending all this money to that area, then you got to ask yourself, are we really awake to what they may do next? Go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say quickly, like with the sister was just saying about the distraction, guess what? You know what? Enough. A lot of people ain't going to like this, but I got to say how it is.
Yeah,
another
yes
distraction Biden came out with, and ironically, just in time for Black History Month, now all
yeah
of a sudden you got all these black female Supreme Court justices for nominations for the Supreme Court. Go
yeah
back
right
and look at all the colleges
right
they went to,
they
Jesuit school, whatever you want to call it.
The women, the black,
right,
especially the
yeah
black women.
That black feminine energy. I say, here we go
power
again. Right.
Hey, y'all check
George
this out.
Go ahead, bro.
Y'all check this out. One of them is Stacey Abrams' sister, man.
That's
right,
right. That's right.
She
a John.
Right.
Right. That's right. Go ahead, bro. Finish
right
up. Finish up.
And I was also going to say that when we were talking, you've been talking about the whole ritual thing. Look what's been going on in Pennsylvania for the past 2 weeks. I'm talking
oh
about Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. How in the world you going to sit up there and say, well, Ben Roethlisberger from the Pittsburgh Steelers is retiring on the same day the Supreme Court, that Supreme Court Justice Breyer said he was retiring. Breyer's from San Francisco. Guess who's getting ready to play today to get to the Super Bowl? The San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger announces retirement on the birthday of Art Rooney, the Rooney family that owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are they Catholic?
Yeah.
Are they Jesuit? What I'm saying is all this shit is not an accident. We just had the anniversary of Kobe.
Whenever somebody resigns, they put the power up.
Let them finish because that's interesting. You made that point. Go ahead. What's your thought patterns on that?
Let's talk about the night the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers played each other.
Mm-hmm.
That night that the Lakers played the Brooklyn Nets,
mm-hmm.
they were eighth place in the Western Conference, and their record was 24-24. Now, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong. When Kobe Bryant got to the Lakers, he was playing for the Lakers, he wore number 8, and then he later on switched it to number 24?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this shit with the numbers, the birthday, all this shit is lined up.
Let's go with that because I'm gonna stick with that on because I'm gonna tell y'all that's why.
And the bridge thing that collapsed in Pennsylvania, go back and do the research and find out where did all that steel come from, and for also the San Francisco bridges in Oakland, all that steel came from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and this
accident.
And Pittsburgh was a steel capital. We had Buffalo had it too, but we had Bethlehem Steel. Bethlehem Steel was a good job at that time for all the Pennsylvania and New York State. And let's just say this. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Philadelphia, those are some sacred areas. Those are some sacred areas over there. I mean, let's be honest. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. And then you got the bridges. Now, here's another thing you didn't add to, brother, because y'all sent it out. The infrastructure bill. That's in the thread, y'all. The infrastructure bill. What better, brother, talking about saying, what better way to put the bill in, but then it's a curse. It has two evils because I heard them say in Pennsylvania because they going around now to talk to people. He never came from Stratton. Biden, somebody make a loud noise. That's the part I can't. That's what I was about to do. I told you.
Drive on.
Yeah,
can I make a comment?
Yeah, make a comment.
My phone dropped.
Okay, listen here.
I would like to talk about the earlier discussion about
the aliens
and the gods is really the woman and not the man. We know that
in civil rights.
So that's, you hit all topics that's very dear. Okay, now Mother Earth, and we've always had this thing about is God a woman or is God a man or is God in between or if it's nothing.
Yeah.
I am starting to realize that it's a good possibility of the actions of what we're seeing today in our lifetime, that it's a possibility that God is a woman. And let me tell you why. Here on Earth, we call the Earth Mother Earth. Earth is fertility and it reproduces. Okay? Now, when the fallen angels came down, they wanted to create their own identity. They wanted to be their own God. They want to create their own sex. And what is their sex? Male and female. When you look at the television, you do not see a lot of gay, masculine women that want to be a man. You always see a faggot. Well, excuse my language if I offend anyone on the line. But you see a man that wants to be what? A woman.
Yeah, He put on tits.
He has the image of being a woman. You don't see no girl that want to go and dominate the male sport. No, you see the woman. The man wants to be the woman. And then what did the Democrat Party do with the Civil Rights Movement? Play Martin Luther King into the fact that he said his dream became a nightmare. Why did it come a nightmare? Because the Civil Rights Movement was not helping the chocolate people. It was helping bringing in their influx of foreigner immigrants and giving them rights. Now, when you go to school, if you take license as a real estate or a lawyer, they make, when they come down to that, for those immigrants coming over here, you have to tiptoe, you have to respect, you have to do everything. What happened to the chocolate cities? They became ghettos, poor schools, and what did they do? They put the black faces in all these black cities, neighborhoods, and they say, okay, we have a black face. And then they bring in the immigrants, giving them money. You go to Buffalo, what the hell you got there? No black community. You got the immigrants from the Arabs and the Indians. They buying houses, they selling businesses. Black, there's no more black community. And then you black people sit there and keep voting because Joe Biden is going to elect a black judge.
They're using race. That's the whole thing. They're using race as a weapon.
Race is a weapon because look at your area is full of blacks.
The color game.
Your area is full of blacks. That Georgia is the capital region for everybody. That's another question we're going to ask. Do y'all know y'all capital, y'all regions? It still is. And it's into how many regions?
DC.
Yeah. And let's be honest. They enter these regions, and your region is the capital of region four is Atlanta. And that's where all your district courts got to go, and that's why they're fighting for Atlanta. Plus, it's on a serious parallel line. So this is energy.
33.
That's my point.
33.
They use the numbers. They ain't done. I can tell y'all, the problem is the rituals, like Brother Kwame, you can't produce your own rituals. I mean, that's something that that human nature could do. But it has to be on something that counteracts, because right now we all doing, I'm going to tell you how iconic this is. Even Michael Jordan played, completing 13 amazing seasons. But, you know, the superstar at the time, he did the same thing. He had 13 seasons. He did January 13, 1999. Everything. Al Gore conceded on the 13th day of December, which officially made Bush president on the 13th day. Which ploy brings the change of the voting. See, that ploy was the energy needed to change the voting right process. See what I'm saying? They're using energetic events.
And that number 23 he wore, hey, it means death.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm telling you. So you're right. Now, hold on. Now, these fallen angels that the Ezekiel God and all them went into, it shows
Anaki,
them this. So, yeah, they're not. And the Anunnaki, right, and so forth. So mm-hmm. You brought me into my program where we're going to go into that soon, because this is what I'm asking everybody. Do you think that because you're saying, Sister, I'm going to take another call, that these coincidences of these fallen angels have morphed into what we got now, and because they had a duality sex, they found these. Because Mother Earth could be something too at that time, that she seems to be impregnated. Something has to impregnate her to have these multiple births that is very unique to mammals. So
right, we're not saying that man doesn't have a great role, but I'm just sitting here saying what you're talking about, the gods and the
right.
Anunnakis. What they did was they made people slaves, right? That's when they all say back in those days. And the Anunnakis were the half humans and half spiritual children of the fallen angels. And so when we talk about us, we're slaves, right? We're slaves to our government. That's what the whole point is. If they can bring back those days where the COVID became slave to most people's minds, okay, because of the fear, they realize
right.
that fear energy, they can make these people like slaves. Slaves what? Do as your master tells you to do. If the master said you cannot breathe oxygen, you're not going to do that. So when you look at that in today's day, yes, the aliens are here, and they're working through our leaders like George Soros, like the Chinese and the Russians, and you, like you said earlier, all these countries are still – that took place hundreds, thousands of years ago in the Bible history, which is the Bible is, what, 6,000 or 7,000 years old. They're still in play right now. And then where is Atlantis? Where is Atlantis? I believe Atlantis is in the United States because we are the most diverse country when it comes to laws and regulations and making sure
that
we protect our people.
Concoction. Yeah, that's why it's called
compared to the rest of the country, world.
Right, rest of the world, because immigration laws.
Not just the people, not just the immigration.
No,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
about
the laws.
Letting people come in.
The land of the laws.
Yeah. Right, to let people
right.
come
we
in.
We got more freedom
right.
to the people, and we're different from the rest of the world. They're all dominated
okay.
by one individual.
All right, well, you better start getting involved where
you
at, because I'll tell you right now, y'all going to be battling. Georgia is in a battle for 2022. I hope y'all know that.
And look at the black man's name.
I got you. Think about it. You got a guy named Warlock. Warlock.
Hey, Dry Bones. The word czar is under an Aramaic setting. The word czar actually means an angel or alien. The word Caesar, demigod. Now, with the equals a reptile or snatcher, right? Caesar, S-E-I-Z-R, means to grab forcefully. It means abductor or reptile. So, like, the question is being, who are these people we're actually living on this planet with that's in our government?
It's in the government.
We now, really got to start asking these questions.
I would think so.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
I'm giving everybody one to two minutes. One or two minutes.
That word Caesar is a homonym, acronym, whatever, because it's got plenty of meanings, man. You got Caesar when you take somebody's shit, and then when you start having like an epileptic Caesar, your body starts convulsating and shit. So that word Caesar is a hell of a word. But let me say something about, since y'all were talking about sports, I see that you drop on what February 2nd is, the Chinese New Year. Okay, and who is gonna be? It's gonna be the year of the tiger. So I got a feeling the Bengals gonna do it, man. The year of the tiger.
And you know what? That numerology, because Brother D's is sending this link to all that, but the sports, that guy was good. I started looking into that. Now I can see it myself in so many aspects because of learning all that and seeing that sports is. Definitely has a rigged mentality to it, everybody. Anytime that you can, you know, the score could be stopped so the bookies don't lose $1 billion. $1 billion was stopped last week and won the football games, everybody. So just so they wouldn't lose the bet. So let me just say this. It's true. This thing with sports is because they said entertainment is part of the Illuminati fallen angel plan. They want to keep us entertained. It is a beautiful word. It's very powerful. Go ahead.
My granddaddy used to work for the Falcons and Georgia. Okay, he told me the shit was rigged, man. Okay, yep. He was working for the Falcons, man. But it's a fun time to be alive to see all this shit and dissect everything.
Yes, you did.
Because I'm like,
you said he told you.
I'm like,
they told you,
yes,
and it happened.
Yes, sir.
But you would have bet it. Hold on. Yes, if you would have bet it, man, you'd be rich as hell.
Yeah,
you
man.
You should have took that advice.
Yes, sir. And I'm like,
following
that.
Oh, that's a big payday.
Yeah,
go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yes, and to confirm what the brother said, I had a cousin of mine worked for the Colts owner. Ursay, and they were having a meeting. I told a long time ago they were having a NFL committee meeting at their home, and they were talking about who they were going to pick, to win the Super Bowl that year. And sure enough, shit, if it didn't happen, it sure did.
I'm going to tell you, that goes to show
you. And
now.
It's funny you mentioned the Colts, bro. The Bears just hired the Colts defensive coordinator as new head coach a couple of days ago. That ain't no accident.
Mm-hmm. Now, they need the coaching to do this. Like the dumb calls like with Buffalo. So, look at 13 seconds, y'all. 13 seconds. I just experienced the Colts.
I know you about fell out, man. All they had to do was kick the ball.
Scrim kick.
So they had to run the ball out. That's all they had to do.
It took me a minute to come out that spell. I was dazed. How many days? 2-3 days. I was walking around talking about 13 seconds. Goddamn. I was like, I said, this is some goddamn Illuminati shit for real, real. But guess what? Very good point. Somebody made a point about that, why Buffalo can't win Super Bowls. I want you to know that there's a lot of burial land under that Buffalo area. Remember, that's where all your Iroquois.
Dolphins is there. That whole stadium, Dolphins Stadium, Joe Robbie is built on an Indian burial ground, y'all.
Yes, it is. And the Falcons Stadium,
they tore down some churches, man. They tore down a church to build them stadium, so the black women put that ooh-wee on the Falcons, man. They just never throw down the black kid.
No, man. They did,
just
man.
Put that ooh wee on.
And they got a lot of people wearing Falcons. They got a Falcon fan base. I know they feel hurt too, but that name alone means a lot. But let's get back to the plan. That's part of it. Because let's be honest, everybody. They use the sports celebrities to brainwash the dumb masses. Not y'all, the dumb masses. Meaning that all they gotta do is have one of our fame, love, that's why you gotta take sports with a grain of salt. Our fame, beloved player that we love so much, and find out, you think I'm gonna listen to O.J. Simpson because he was the greatest Bill Rusher? I mean, come on. That's where rationale must come in through this matrix. I'm gonna go along with O.J. knowing he beating up on everybody. Ain't nobody gonna go along with that. But football, he's a god. That's why.
But that was a ritual. That was a ritual, bro.
No, even if it was, I'm just saying, this is a god concept that if O.J. go to Buffalo right now with all the shit killing
the black gloves.
Whatever.
No, but if you look at it, if you look at it from a cult perspective, and what they introduced in the evidence was the black glove. If it didn't fit, it quit.
Yep.
But that black hair, remember the black hair? It was the black hair, man. The black glove, the black hand. And what was it? A knife for killing, a sacrifice.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about and what I said he had.
But
he had
we also got to remember his lawyer Johnny Cochran was also he was in the Boule too. And
that's
look,
right.
Look what happened to him.
What happened to him?
A whole lot of them. Kim Kardashian, father, billionaire.
Your boy answered a question for you. Now, let's give Steve Coakley some credit. He said that you could be a Boule long as you domestic. When you start to go international. Global. Yeah, international, global, whatever. Anything outside your boundaries of jurisdiction, you would be suffering consequences, and that's what's going on. Now, somebody make a noise. So if you make a noise, like now I got to go back to old ways. Because, see, that's one thing about the old ways.
I'm muted.
Drive on. Can you hear me?
I think people make
you hear me?
I hear you right there. Go ahead. I hear you.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know I was in queue, bro. No, I wanted to say I appreciate what that sister was saying, man, because she was really dropping some serious information about this game.
Yeah.
And just like what it is, feminine energy is the mother of this planet. You can't put nothing in the ground, which is masculine energy, yes, but what brings it forth? Feminine energy. So if you want to cloak or hide something, it has to come through the womb of something. Another
right.
thing we said about 49ers, 49ers is 13. 13 is the number for woman.
Uh-huh. Now, that's why I put the infallible child de l'amour, because that is the energy of the, and I'm glad you said that. You keep it going, but it's just amazing how everybody picking up on this. And y'all sisters, I told y'all, it's up to y'all.
But wait a minute. He brought up a good point, because look at the Super Bowl halftime show. Dr. Dre, Snoop, you know, Charlie Brown, dog, the other day. So ironically, Snoopy's in the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and the only female is Mary J. Blige.
The Virgin Mary.
Didn't y'all been talking about the J Boys? Mary J. I told you, y'all answering your own show questions, but I love this. So, hold on. Mary J. Boy Blige, only one with the J, only one with the boys. Hey, now ask yourself this question. I thought it was quite odd myself. Damn, ain't no woman but her. But I realized, hey, she been put on that pedestal, man. She been giving out that female energy for so long. And what's her forte, everybody? Always getting dogged. Always fighting the dude off. Now, her real life is just as crazy as her songs. So
her best album, her second album was called My Life. And it basically talked about the relationships which she had, especially with one of the lead singers for Jodeci. And that was probably her best album.
Yep.
From beginning to end.
No more pain, no more tears.
No more pain, no more tears. Now, again, they need that female. And I don't know how they're going to present her, but guess what? We know we all going to be watching. That's going to be every Super Bowl has been a ritual. Y'all know that. Y'all been saying that for years.
Right.
So, obviously, this is going to be a very good one, because this is already West Coast. Eminem might be from Detroit. So, one of the areas. So, we got him coming. He's the only male from our area. And everybody else is L.A., and she's the only female from the East. So, it's kind of interesting. Everybody, just think about that. Y'all know
what nationality
East
is Eminem?
Going to the West. The East going to the West.
What nationality What nationality is Eminem? You ever see him wear Star David out?
I know his name is Magic. They never show his
Marshall Mathers.
Jerry Mathers as a Beaver. Ain't that something? Wow.
Hey, guess what? The next Supreme Court. Now, this other sister they just announced as a candidate for the Supreme Court, guess where she's from? She's from Detroit.
Wow.
Which one? The one that clerked for Burr?
Where is
I still say that's a bougain they running on all y'all black people. You can announce who you vote to, but if them motherfuckers don't vote him in, let me finish, man. If they don't vote, if they don't get the votes, he go by and say, I tried to help y'all niggas, but they wasn't voting. So y'all just, I hate to put it out there with my words, but I done seen me get.
No, dude, hold on. I want y'all to know something. That y'all, he's absolutely correct about that's why I asked you about Georgia and everything, all the areas that y'all in, the black, the CC cities. He already put it out there that he ain't gonna, I played it last week. He told blacks, y'all got to get ready for the hordes of other people coming in. And he already made that clear. He ain't going to help us. Now, that's why we got to be brain damaged, big time.
Yep.
Because you know most of our people.
Wait, but can I say this?
Go ahead, brother.
It's interesting that, see, this is what we keep forgetting. Y'all just emphasize on the fact that most of the sports are rigged, right?
Yes, sir.
Every damn team is owned by the same people who. Now, what makes people think that if they don't stand up and demand tallies on things, that presidents aren't selected because they already got three levels of people. They got three levels of people to step in case somebody gets murdered, killed, or impeached. They got this shit on lock, man. It's just that we don't communicate the way we need to, and we don't decide because for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. That's each individual. That's within your own being.
Hold on. Let me deal with him right quick. I know you're hyped, but let me deal with people. That was good. Let me ask this question. I see the whole play, too. Let's see if you see it with us, all of us see together. If Kamala Harris become the so-called justice, who next in power, everybody?
First she said she won't run, but she changed her mind and said she's gonna run again.
That means let the brother finish his point, then y'all jump in. Y'all can't be jumping all at the same time. I know you're hyped up, but calm down. Go ahead, brother. Finish your point.
Can I say something, Diamond?
Right after he finishes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Right.
Are you finished, bro?
No, go ahead and let Wesley talk.
I just want to say one more thing.
He just said,
was the name of that movie that y'all were talking about the dude who couldn't be a star in basketball
Juwan a man.
Okay. See, this is another thing that we need to look at. We need to look at words, not just the way Ed breaks down the word and put it in numbers, but look at the word in reference to what's going on. Jews want a man, just like what you said back in the day when we were prisoners of war, men down in stables. They make them stable to be submissive to them.
They stabilize. I'll give you that.
Like when somebody's conditioned, they stabilize in the hospital.
Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah. Plus, that's where they keep the animals at in the stable, too, man. But look at this. The Supreme Court shit, okay, what I saw, Biden had on a red tie, and that bride dude had on the blue tie. So that let you know they running that spell game. And then what did bride kept saying? This is an experiment. This is a experiment. We're an experiment, y'all. And who the fucking lab rats in the experiment? We are. Okay?
Hey.
I peep the game. Man.
Hold on. I'm going to tell
live
you.
Live exercise.
Hold on. Everybody who's listening, because what he said, we got to add the real so y'all can see for yourself. Brother G, didn't we not see together they did a handshake? Did y'all ever see the handshake? He gave the judge.
Hey, look at here. That grip that Biden put on there, man.
Yeah.
I said, whoa.
Hold on. It even get deep now. Let's be honest. That judge was nominated by Bill Clinton. So please, it's all rigged. It's all rigged. He was, that judge was nominated by Bill Clinton. Just look it up. So it's all rigged.
That's right.
It's all rigged up. It's all rigged.
Yes,
up.
Sir.
They did it on purpose. On purpose.
I was gonna say blue and red. What the man Prince said. Blue and red. We under purple rain. They working together, y'all. Don't fall for
that. Yeah, but hold on. I want y'all to know something. They know that too. Why you think they know? It's called the Blue Lodge and the Red Lodge. Everybody, y'all should know this by now.
Yes, sir.
Those lodges are already merged at the top, and that's where you get the purple. That's why they had to make that movie called The Color Purple. But because that gave Steven Spielberg his Academy Award, and he had all the boule in there. All those boules that were in there, only a few still made it to the top. And the biggest one, she became what you call a Wiccan. To stay in Hollywood.
Hey, Dry Bone.
There you go.
You know what else?
Well, Whoopi was in there too.
Eshtar.
I said Whoopi, yeah.
Eshtar. What color is the robe that they put on the crosses, which symbolize binding? That's what a cross is. It binds you up. It crosses you up, right?
Cross, yes, right.
So during that season of Easter, Eshtar, what color is the robe that they put over the cross?
Yes, right, purple.
Thank you.
Yeah, purple. That's $100 for that. That's a good one. Let me ask y'all a question.
Oh, y'all sharp, man.
Okay,
y'all
so
sharp.
Purple rain, that's why Prince was amazing, everybody. Purple rain, you don't think he learned that by either?
Right.
Because the higher you get into this music game to get what you want, like he got, you got to probably go into different rituals that have to take place. That's just commonly known. Because it's hard to be independent. Now, this is the only era that you could become independent through Facebook and all these entities that give you bypass the agent. And that's why we're in a deadly situation today, because the agent gets mad when he gets cut out.
Mm-hmm.
See, agent. Look at that name. He gets mad when
you
cut him out.
Can I say something about Prince?
Go ahead. Jump in. I know you love Prince.
Prince was telling people that the Batman and the Joker was both the same.
Yeah.
If you ever watch his "Where Is the Batman," if you ever watch that video, when he plays both Batman and the Joker, are the same. And he was basically telling us about the Bat Corona. It's a joke. And we didn't even realize that.
Well, he actually
did the soundtrack for that first Batman movie back in 88, 89.
I think he learned all that from being in, because remember, you in Hollywood at the highest level, to be a soundtrack, you got to have some type of initiation. They ain't going to just let you in on that. So you in there.
And
with
Lori Lightfoot did a conference a couple of days ago here saying that we got to kill the Batman.
Yes, she did.
They came out of her own mouth.
Got to kill the Batman.
What?
Lori Lightfoot, she also took a picture with dollar bills on the floor talking about get vaxxed.
Oh, yes,
what?
She did. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
And spelled out and said get vaxxed.
Yep. Now, think about that now. Batman, get vaxxed. Y'all are a sanctuary city.
And you know there's another Batman coming out in March, a new one.
Yes, a whole new one. Yes, it is. And they also got a Mission Impossible coming out, but a production. Now, here we going with this. I'm glad y'all brought that up because it makes sense, don't it? Now, you got celebrities, what you just said, politicians, what they control, musicians, movie, the arts, all that. That's all in this cabal. Today, you got to ask yourself, how far up their ass are you in it? And that's where we at right now.
Yeah.
Now, because everybody got to deal with this. Everybody. Hold on. Because we got to show the proof. I know you want to talk, but hold on. Now, this is a school of thought, man. It's a school of thought. Y'all been to regular school. You know you have. So don't lie and say you didn't go to school, because many of you were not homeschooled. So you know you've been indoctrinated. One indoctrination, I hate to tell y'all, is Afrocentricity. Because that, when you look up the core origin of Afrocentrics, it is coming from a European academic foundation. See,
right.
Know that. So right there, you already,
yep.
All right, right there, you're lying to yourself claiming this shit. Because you know as well as I do that anybody past the Moors know you're dealing with black folks. Soon as you go to the Moors, black control is forever after that. So you lying.
Yep.
You lying. Plain and simple. Anything before, after the Moors lose that 1711 so-called date, from there mm-hmm. on is where the so-called lie is at. So that's where, in the school of thought, I'll play this for you. Go ahead. Say, hey, what you want to say before I put it?
Cause yeah. The next ritual day is 2-2-2-2-2, and Kanye pulled to come out with some no music on February 2nd, 22. Okay, so that's
right.
The next ritual day. Y'all look out.
And I think that next album is going to be his second Donda album after his mother.
Yeah.
That's right. And she was sacrificed through a surgery, so supposedly. So, again, but we gave y'all the books. We gave y'all the books. Those who've been around me a long time, we gave y'all the books of all the calendar because we have the book of the other calendar. We did shows. How many shows did we do? At least one every year. Showing you that these dates are in their own calendar. All you got to do is go look up rituals. And you'll see it right there and there. They ain't hide shit. Why should they hide it? The question is, can you stop the incantation? That's what the question is. They don't give a damn about you read the book about the damn thing. Shit, I could go on and on how they taking people's balls and making shit with them. You ain't gonna stop that because guess what?
Yeah.
It got you wanting to eat, and got me wanting to eat. So only thing we got right now is for a calamity to come to bring real peace. And you know why I'm scared about people the most? The people who promote this. The only group who gets nothing out of it is the indigenous black folks of America.
The original.
Let's back up a moment. How did cultural Marxism get into the United States? Some brief history. In 1923, members of the Marxist Communist Party set up an institute at Frankfurt University in Germany. This institute was named the Institute for Social Research. Later, it would become known as simply the Frankfurt School. These new Marxists, under the direction of Max Horkheimer, had seen the old Lenin Marxists fail. The workers of the world did not unite in World War I. Further, they realized why. Antonio Gramsci, the disciple who wrote the prison notebooks, had it right. Marxism could only flourish after a long march through the cultural institutions. Now, the mantra would be, change Western culture, and then the workers will unite.
After Marx, there were a group of Marxists who wisely decided that you could bring this collectivist society to a nation through culture as well, by introducing certain values and concepts that would break down the family, for example. If you could somehow break down the family unit so that it was no longer self-sustaining and no longer valued in a society, then that would leave individual members who formerly could turn to the family for support in times of need. They would now be cut loose. They would be without a place to go in times of need, so now they have to turn to the government.
But just as the march through the institutions was about to begin, an anti-Marxist, anti-Semitic Adolf Hitler ascended to power, and World War II began. Since the leading lights of the Frankfurt School were Marxist, the school packed up its ideology and fled to America, settling down in New York City with the support of Columbia University.
Now, if you ever wanted to really piss off Andrew Jackson, all you had to do was mention Rachel's name in vain, and he would challenge you to a duel.
But what exactly is the march, and who was marching? What values has the long march through the institutions rolled over? How have Americans been affected? Let's hear it from some of the Frankfurt School graduates themselves, like George Lukacs, Antonio Gramsci, Charles Reich, Herbert Marcuse, Theodore Adorno, Erich Fromm, Wilhelm Reich, and Max Horkheimer.
Marx got it all wrong. The workers are not up to being the vanguard of the communist revolution. Let's translate Marxism into cultural terms.
And Herbert Marcuse.
The West is guilty of genocidal crimes against every civilization and culture it has encountered. America and Western civilization are the world's greatest repositories of racism, sexism, nativism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, fascism, and Nazism. American society is oppressive, evil, and undeserving of loyalty.
Have you ever heard of cultural Marxism? If so, what is it?
I'm not familiar completely with Marxism.
I have not heard of cultural Marxism.
Cultural Marxism. No, I don't even think I know what it is. That kind of talk is gibberish to me.
Okay.
It's used in some terms, I think, as a sort of the thing that is almost politically correct from a Marxist standpoint. In other words, from a socialist or communist standpoint.
George Lukacs.
I see the revolutionary destruction of society as the one and only solution. A worldwide overturning of values cannot take place without the annihilation of the old values and the creation of the new ones by the revolutionaries.
Lukacs' gift to America later became known as cultural terrorism. Gifts such as radical sex education in public schools, covering such subjects as free love, outdatedness of monogamy, irrelevance of religion, and the archaic nature of the middle-class family. Women were called upon to rebel against the sexual mores of the day, such being the core values of Christianity and Western culture. His ideas later became the basis for the sexual revolution, embraced by a generation of drug-challenged baby boomers.
When you hear people say, as I did on the campaigns, Pat, what happened to the country we grew up in? Physically, it's the same country. But they're right. We're in another country now. And this is why I think the cultural Marxists have prevailed and are prevailing. They have captured the young. What was the saying in the Abby Hoffman, we're going to capture your children? In a lot of ways, they did.
Although Gramsci died in 1937, his prison notebooks lived on as the blueprint to de-Christianize the West.
The civilized world has been thoroughly saturated with Christianity for 2,000 years. Any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values cannot, therefore, be overthrown until those roots are cut. But to cut the roots, to change culture, a long march through the institutions is necessary. Only then will power fall into our laps like ripened fruit.
And the new generation of freedom-loving, authority-challenged baby boomers were quite willing to accept the bait and take a toke.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Yes, our prison planner, Antonio Gramsci, had quite a dream. The only way a Marxist revolution could be successful was if the heat shield of capitalism, Christianity, were first destroyed.
Now, before we take a break and go back, I want y'all to think about, is that not what's going on right now? A book from 1930, same time of 33, when they started, all that was a ritual. 1933, destroy the country. They gave all the gold to the Vatican, everybody. And that's why the Vatican itself is decided that they're going to destroy Judeo-Protestant religion in America. One of the groups necessary to do it is Black America, the indigenous, the only group that has sold their soul and gotten nothing for it. They are the last
A dry bone.
For real. Go ahead.
And this is why, just a couple years ago, when Lightfoot locked down the city, one church not too far from the University of Chicago decided to have service. She sends the SWAT team in. She was like, I don't give a – no, you're not having no church service. Stay your ass in the house.
Check that out.
Nobody caught on to that.
Yeah.
When they can't tell you – they telling you you can't worship, oh.
Yeah.
Can I add something to that equation?
Go ahead, add.
Going back to the Helios, the devil as God, even though they want you to believe that the Ashkenazi was there, but he said, should the children of Israel be taxed? What did he say? whose face is on the money?
Yeah, Caesar.
And then what did he say?
Give unto Caesar that
render
which is Caesar.
Render unto Caesar.
The Caesar that
and,
which is.
And uh-huh. render So therefore, the higher part of being is spirit. So as long as you govern yourself according to spirit, you won't be emotional and you will be able to see through the veil of the bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, we're going to take this break. But remember, like we all just said, was y'all better pay attention because everything you do is on you as we speak.
You've been
bye.
back to you. Back live on the Helios Biblical Hour. I'm your host, Dry Bones. It is after the 12 high noon hour. And guess what? It's cold probably where you're at, so the sun may not be seen. But let it be known. It's in your heart. So let's just cover what we just did to get everybody back into the sanctimony of what we're about to get into now, because we covered some of the ancient principles that are still going on with rituals. That ain't stopping. There's what y'all said, your own energy of incantation to take the spiritual route. But those still got to be in the physical. Understand that you had a war that is very much out your comprehension for some parts of it. But it still includes you, because guess what? If this group, which is under the auspices of the most powerful religious entity in the world, just broke off the Latin mass, yet they opened up the borders for America to let in the Latin world. That goes along with the fact the word Latin means Roman rule. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with the language. So under Roman rule in the Vatican, that means that they have opened up the floodgates for America, which will lead us into Red Dawn. Now, Voice to Atlantis. Y'all said it. I hope all y'all on the line. These angels that came from after or before, they all stated that this group called the Akanaki, the reason for keeping humans on the planet is to use them as slaves to do their bidding. This was been effectively done from behind the scenes, so to speak. Few humans have ever suspected that they're working for an alien slave master. Think about that one. The Akanaki influence. The Akanaki also grooms children and exploits them to fulfill their sexual appetite. The Free Love Movement, which you just heard just recently, the Free Love Movement in the 60s was Akanaki sponsored. For many of the Akanaki have a strong sex drive, and the fact that their humans can mate whenever, whether in or out of season, was a bonus for the aliens on Earth. Did y'all just hear that one? It's not coming from me. It said because
that was pretty
the
deep.
Sex,
that was,
the
that was
sex
deep.
Drive can be mated with, whether in or out of season, was a bonus. So Wes, go ahead. Now,
yes,
everybody
sir.
Now, you got, everybody now, you got 1 minute to respond. You, Wes, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey. What Amy know this shit. I know it, man. They got some shit where they can come through the air and fuck. I ain't going to have sex with you. I know women. Amy know them, too. Well, they just walking around and having multiple orgasms, man. Well, they just walking and somebody, some kind of invisible energy is up between their legs having sex with them. Amy know that shit. They could do it with men, too. They fucked in your ass. And you, what the fuck is going on? I mean,
you got to go on the record now. Did this happen? Because I ain't felt nothing going my ass unless I put it there. So something.
Bro, they can do it, man.
Hold on. That's a good one. That's a good one there. Hey, if anybody out there feeling something like that, let me know. Because Wes don't told you. Don't come on here and clarify that one. It is funny, but
it ain't
funny,
man.
No, it's real. If you wake up and you have bruises or anything on your body, that means you've been attacked by some entity. There is entities that can come in your sleep and attack you, rape you, whatever. They're real.
Okay.
They come out the dimensions and they come. They are real.
Incubus, succubus. Incubus, succubus.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I'd like to add to the video that you just said.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Marxism is something that's been going on for probably hundreds of years. But Karl Marx, he put it in, some energy must have told him to put it into a book. And that is the whole concept of COVID, and our control is to fall in line with communism. And I believe that black people who support Black Lives Matter, they need to go on their website. They promote, and they have said Marxism, even though the black leaders probably don't even know what that means. You know, they're being puppets. But we have to, as a human beings of our planet, is to stop supporting anybody who is affiliated with Marxism, even if they're black. We have to look in our communities and say we have to realize that these angels are important, and they are controlling our leaders.
But because they put black faces. Hold on. You're over your minute. Now, we got to intervene after that, and we can ask you another question. If you're telling me that we are following something, that means that we are, since the way we first, we always study first, so we're the first slave with the Akanaki, because that might explain why we able to know all about this slave stuff, because if it's coming from something that enslaved the original people, what better group that would know what it feels like to be a slave? It's because we seem like we know what it's like. We okay with this. We're okay with being a slave.
We're easy prey. Yeah, we're easy sheep. Okay. That's why I'm hoping we will spread the word that they're coming for us in this next election through Marxism, through black faces, with no results in our black community.
Anaki, they're
in control because they know. If you guys read the Book of Enoch, you would know that these folks, their time is limited, and they want global takeover so they can have everybody bow down and submit to them. They don't want to come.
I hear West saying, Now, is it okay? They got a period of time. Now, me and you all don't know the time, obviously, because obviously that if it is a time, when is it? Because they seem to be following time too. Like they know this timetable. They've been telling us about how many weeks now, months. We got a small window of opportunity. So, is something closing? Is a Stargate closing on them? Is that what they fighting? A Stargate movement?
Yeah.
Or opening?
They're trying to get ahead of the
opening.
Or open.
Hey, Dry Bones.
One minute.
Open up 7472. Brother Kwame has something to share with the family. 7472.
Amy too, man. Amy say you open up a line too, man.
Oh, I see you go. I see it.
Hey, Dry Bones.
I'm opening the line, but if y'all start that hollering shit, I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to tell you that right now. Get that understood there too. We ain't going to be having all y'all just jumping in on each other. So Brother Kwame's Brother Kwame. So make sure y'all understand that. 7472. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Well, greetings, family. I've been trying to get in, man. Y'all been
my bad. It's like three more people.
Are you in now?
I'm in.
And what you're talking about is the rituals in which you're going on, because you're looking at Groundhog's Day 222, but you got to go in the alignment as above, so below, is that Pluto in Capricorn is right now at 2/22/2022 is what founded this country in 1776, 248 years ago. Now, when you look at the calendar of 2-2, which Groundhog Day, in which they're doing their ritual, is the day in which they are aligning with the age of Aquarius, because that's the Aquarian new moon in that date. But if you look at February and March are exactly aligned, all the days are the same day. It begins on the 1st. March begins on the 1st. The 2nd of March is Ash Wednesday. The 2nd of February is Groundhog Day. They are empowering the ritual. And what you talking about, the Marxism culture, if you look at the front page of the Philadelphia Examiner, that's what is on the front page. How cultural Marxism and critical race theory became dangerously misunderstood and the grammarian. That's what's on the front page of the Philadelphia right now.
I didn't even know that.
The state of Pennsylvania again been in the news for the past couple of weeks. There ain't no accident.
Philadelphia sits on the 40th parallel. And what you're talking about is the alignment, and you're talking about the Super Bowl. Ever since they had the Colosseums and did the things with the Romans, you can take a energy meter and go stand in a stadium when there's a game going on and see how much energy is transmitted through the planet.
Right.
And that's what they're using.
Yeah. I gave some of that energy to them, so I know. I've been to a packed stadium just this year. And let me tell you, it's nothing like watching it live than watching it on TV. TV cool, but live.
Everyone is a battery.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the whole ceremony.
Brother Kwame, I'm gonna give you a
getting everybody in there.
Go ahead, 2 more minutes, Brother Kwame, because I got I want to make sure to get everybody.
Yeah,
I got
but
two more calls.
Getting the ceremony in there. What we're needing to do, because you look at last year, that and Easter on the April 3rd is when they did what? They opened up the gym on the 29.6 latitude. They brought Ramesses II here in November. They got Madam Moussa's up there in D.C., the richest man in the world. They got his gold exhibit up there. They're triangulating energy back to this part of this planet.
That's not going to be disputed with me. What about this the second son of Saturn? I mean, if Saturn was ruling during the time of Zep Tepi and this golden age that they claim,
only means the first time. That's what Zep Tepi means.
Is that the first
son?
Is Saturn the first son? That's what we just most of the program is based off that too. The Saturn. What's your thoughts about Saturn being, out there as well as was actually seen back in the ancient time, was actually able to be seen. Now it's way away.
And way away, but you also looking at Saturn, but the biggest of the planets is Jupiter. Jupiter and Neptune are in the sign of Pisces.
Yeah,
and
but they're not saying
it's a part of dealing with spiritual energy.
Yeah,
those
I agree. But what about the sun?
What we're going
that's
in,
the sun.
We're ending. We're ending the era of Pisces.
Of a Saturn.
That's
let's go
why
with
they're
Saturn.
Tapping in as much as
let's
they
go
can.
With the Saturn because I think let's go with the Saturn because I know it's Jupiter, Mars, Venus. I'm ruled by Venus. Libras are ruled by Venus. I got that. But I'm saying they ain't saying these are suns. The occult world that we all talking about saying Saturn, Satan is a sun. Is the sun? Maybe Satan ain't the bad person.
No, it ain't, and that's their mythology because on July 1st.
He means theirs.
Sirius, which is the spirit sun.
Okay.
Sirius is the spirit sun. It's bigger than Saturn. Sirius is the spirit sun, and they both rise in July together. This is the whole cult and what they use the energy of the 4th of July and bringing in because that ushers in the galactic alignment of year,
okay.
The solar year.
All right, let me get 09225. You've been holding for a long time. What's your thoughts on all this?
Hey,
I mean, because you're listening.
What's going on, Bones?
Yeah, go ahead. 0925. 0925.
Yeah, I got two things. The first one, as I said before, Saturn was a sun that burned out, and the ring is remnants of the five planets that was destroyed, and Titan was the only planet that survived, and that's where Satan was sent. Shaitan and his wife, Lucifer, was sent to. And so when it burned out, then the asteroid belt came in and all that. So it's been a monetary system, or it's been monitored. So when they keep talking about the black woman.
Hold on. He got minutes. Everybody gets their minutes. Well, I want y'all to understand. When somebody is talking, they're going to get 2 minutes. Y'all stay quiet until the 2 minutes up, then you can make a point. That's how it's going to be. Go ahead, brother. Finish.
All right. So the argument with the black woman is simply this. You name me one black woman that can get you into heaven. Name me one black woman that's talking about doing that. And so I want to eliminate her being God because if you're saying that she's God, then how is she down here working for the devil and helping him? So we need to get past that point. Of giving this ominous respect to someone who ain't doing the same to you. They know the Caucasians are their children.
I would go with something with that. Okay. But what is, okay, then what would be God? Because that's a good question since you made that point. Let's hear your point on that. If women ain't God, and I'm not saying, now, if you heard the scriptures that I gave, because I know you know the Bible quite well, I didn't say the woman was God. The word said that Shaddamar, which you love the Bible, Genesis 14 said that when I went to go do the etymology on that word, it was saying it was an Elamite goddess that they were all worshiping. So I don't know if it's, and this is during the time of Abraham and Yahweh, and then I find out that all the gods had wives. So if this is the case, that they all had wives, then why don't we know that? How come it's not taught that they all had wives on a regular theological basis of church teaching that? The churches don't teach that these gods had women. So why is that? Give me your view on that.
The men remove that just like they're we talk about the Pope. They're gonna remove religion and try to bring in one called Luciferian. It'll be straight.
Well,
Luciferian.
You learned a lot, so you know that. Now the average person don't know what you know. You've been in Ethiopia, and just let's go there because you the one gave me these gods. These sons are coming out, and I looked them up. They're definitely on the calendar. They're definitely saying that this is existing. Now, are we preparing for some type of galactical event? Based off the this Galactic Federation, that is actually for real.
Yeah.
Is that what we waiting on?
It's
go ahead.
Two.
1 minute.
It's two sides of us, right? One photo I sent a couple people with is a big spear in Russia, and that's not the only place.
Yeah,
That's gonna be sucked up in the air by the Agigi, and gonna be set on fire in midair, and it's gonna be sent right back to certain locations. It's gonna be 19 of them. Then it's game over. Then the reptilians going to come on the surface, and then there's going to be what you call the so-called rapture with 144,000. And now the 144,000.
Go ahead, finish it. Go ahead, 144,000.
The 144,000, it take that many people to operate Nibiru. And so the actual people that's on Nibiru now are the clones, and the 144,000 was sent here. So when you say, like, the 200 fallen angels, there were also females amongst that. And so I'm not saying the women aren't goddess and didn't have that status, but the women today, and talk about giving power to them. And
well, let's take that premise now. I didn't say we give them power to them. I said that it looks like the elite seems to be taking the first energized power and reintroducing it in a new fashion where, I mean, if anybody would be wanting to protect their child from harm, it would be a woman, right? So if you can get this woman now to say, fuck the police, and start rapping, you know, but her kids is being shot on a daily basis, then
correct.
If we want to say that the DNA in the coronavirus is taken from placenta from aborted babies, and then we're going to do the statistics and see that black women had more abortions, these are things that's going to be hard to explain what you're going to say, but if they are, say we don't know that, but the people who rule it, say the Akanaki or whatever name y'all, whatever, I'm going to talk, I see here your system, we let you go next. Say the Akanaki.
I have a question for that brother.
Yeah, I'm going to, you got
me. I have
one too. Yeah, I'm going to give everybody a chance.
Hold on, we're not
finished with what I'm saying. Can you listen? You got to listen to the show. Like, you wouldn't go on no other show in the world and start telling them what you're going to say. Now, all I'm saying to him is, if the woman is this so-called vessel to get through, she got to have some type of high-order status because we can't get through nothing but through her. We can't come through the penis. It'll be over with. So they're coming through something that's a vaginal space of holding people in an incubator, which makes the body a little bit different for that. Now, let me go over there. Sister, you next. Brother Kwame, you next. Y'all got a minute to get your point and for him to answer.
Okay, this is what the point that you made was very correct. You stated that why a woman here on earth can't take you to heaven. Okay, now a brother can't take a woman to heaven either, but in the God, everybody referred to the male as the God as well. So no human man or woman on earth is superior to the fallen angel or any entity in heaven. I don't care how much energy or spirit that you may have. So we have to ask our question, what is it? What is it? The reason why I say the woman is because of the fact that the woman has great attributes of reproduction and the woman cares and feeds off a baby. When you have a baby, a woman can take care of that baby for growth.
Yeah.
So
that's why
I'm not saying I believe the woman should have woman energy and male energy, and it could be a duality.
Good. There you go. Stop. The minute's up. Everybody getting a minute. I ain't playing. I got a time clock right now. That's what you're getting because we got to keep the show flowing without interruption. Now, hold on.
Put me in the queue, too.
Oh, hold on. But y'all got to listen to what we're saying. You could be in the queue, but if you're going to be talking, ain't going to happen. So let it be known. I gave everybody a specific amount of time so we can hear your clarity. She said a question. Is that what you think about that? Because we do give Brother Cat, I think Brother Kwame was next, and then I bring all y'all in. Ask that question.
He never asked that question.
He didn't ask her question. What about,
okay,
when she asked you, but it's credit, we give men a reference of God. Like, everything's a masculine when we say God. So why is that? And then I'm going to take Kwame next. Go ahead. Why is that?
Well, it's because the man has no physical attachment to this planet other through coming through birth. And the reason why it's the birth system, because the atmosphere has to be conducive. Like I could say, the angels, any angels come, like Michael, Gabriel, they don't stay long because the environment is not conducive. But if they're born to a woman, then they can be here like the Messiah, because he has that seed, he has that blood, but he cannot survive here without having
But the women that's here must be able to have that same atmosphere for them to come out of a woman. So she got the same atmosphere too. Would you think, yes or no, that we can get it?
Right, to this earth.
Okay, go ahead. Kwame, you next. Let's get, because I want everybody to get in, because 1 o'clock, I can't tell you what's going to happen. But so go ahead, Kwame.
Okay, only question I have to the brother and, you know, his information, what books can I go to show me what you just said? What books that you just spoke of?
I have my books.
Can those books be read? Can I go and get those books?
Yes, you can go on any website, anywhere. You can Google my name. All the listeners, I got seven books, actually three in Amharic language, four
What's
in English
website?
Language.
What's the website? Give the website.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Give the website.
My website ain't complete, but my name Googled in Sean Alamayo, yeah. Tedros. Mm-hmm. And everything's listed.
Now I'm gonna tell
John
you.
John Caddy is like my first name.
Hold on. I'm gonna send it to you, but yeah, I'm gonna send it to you too. But yeah. I'm gonna tell you, it is interesting because you have been to Ethiopia. I don't know the concentration of what's going on over there, but I've read some of the stuff. He sent me that stuff, and you can tell me the website and the name. But it has an Ethiopian vibe to it for sure. But then again, it's a lot of history that the Black Americans over here don't really know. So give me your thing so we can go take another caller. Go ahead. What you going to tell them? Go ahead.
Okay. The name Sean Alamayo Tedros. I can spell that, send it out.
Go ahead.
Everything dealing with Ethiopia, there's a tribe called Oromo, and it's the south part of Ethiopia. And if you look at their headdress, then you look at the Native American headdress of the Black Native Americans, they have the same style, so it's already a connection there.
Well, that's
just that,
right.
You know,
This is what I want, because I'll make it brief. This is what I want y'all to know. Let's talk about us being here, because I heard it with Brother Ashwa Kwesi, Dr. Ben, and even A.J. Rogers. This is not new. They have found the same thing in Central America, the Jaguars, a cult, the Aztec. So it's not like people should not know pyramids and ley lines over here right now. We really kind of be above that right now, because I already know that it's over here. Y'all should know that on here. The question is that, being that we know that they're here, who ruling the ley lines is what I'm more concerned about at this point in time, because knowing about them is one thing. Who's ruling them and how they could be affected is another thing. And these ley lines are ruled by hierarch families that we consider to be of Akanaki, because if y'all can't tell me free love. They knew to make psychedelics, everybody. How do you know the latest drug is done by chemists, alchemists? Is that not true, everybody?
Yes. No, because the plant life has been here since before we got here.
Right.
Psychotropics are part of the nature of what's on the earth, and
so
our elders knew how to use it.
Now, we're buying them. Hold on. Let's just deal with the real life, too. That's great, man. We taught them how to use it. But today, you know how many people are on opiates? Opiates got to be done on whose land? Who got – tell me right now, everybody. Since everybody, I know everybody likes drugs. Who's producing the most cocaine? Anybody know?
South America.
Laboratories.
No. So you say – one second. Oh, somebody said laboratory. Excellent one. Now, are they using derivatives, or this is all synthetic? Which one you think?
Because they copy in the pattern of nature. They can't patent nature.
Now that's there's a movie for all y'all to watch, because I like to bring up facts too. It's called Snowflake in the Jungle. It was a curse by the Amazonian natives that once they seen the insatiable appetite that the West had, a curse was put on the West to always eat from them. And that's what's going on today. Look it up. Called Snowflake in the Jungle. That's a cult. Amazon. Back in the day, the Amazons and them had the best elevation for the coca leaves. And so to this day, they still eat the coca leaf. How come people do the coca leaf and it ain't bad? They can put it in their mouth all day long and work long hours. Mm-hmm. Now, so ask yourself, everybody. But hold on. Here's the question I'm going to ask you. Is it funny that to do this idea came out from you having to work long hours for somebody? So why, I'm telling you, this Akanaki influence, how can we even say it's not true? And I'm going to go down the line. Tell me why, if you do believe that you think the white man or something more better, bigger than him can actually, because why is it that every nation has enslaved their people to do some type, look at Chinese, opium. David Sassoon, everybody. Look him up. The Sassoon family. House of the White Dragon. The Lotus. All that is drugs. Pharmaceuticals. So if this is case, why is it okay for everybody to act like, oh, this is some new phenomenon? And y'all know damn well Chinese don't get, opium come from Asia. Everybody don't have no problem with y'all getting high over here in America with it. All your best weed and cocaine coming right from Latin America right now. It's coming over the border with meth. They've even seen the Chinese now coming in with the Mexicans and stuff. This is not me talking. This is all on surveillance. So if the Silk Road, which is ancient, and let me brought this show out. How long ago? Years ago now. When I first heard about this, I told people without even having no internet, I said, man, they got some ancient road going on that's going to be developed. I don't know what it was then, but now it's like, oh, my God, it's like right here. So are they fighting over human trafficking? That's number one. You got to have workers. That's Akanaki rule number one. What's the thing that they do? Let's see if this really Akanaki or something. That's the first thing. First thing they do is get the woman. What they do to her next to keep her doing this? They drug her, right?
Ethnically.
Yep, put a spell on him.
They put a spell on him with through... Drugs. Drugs is magic. Drugs is actually magic, everybody. I don't know if you know that, but it is.
That's right.
Okay, so.
No, it's not.
It's magic.
Can I add something to the equation, Drybones?
Yeah, feel free, because you can put a spell on a person with a drug.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
This is the reality. This is the reality. Just like what y'all was speaking on earlier.
1 minute.
You come into this physical realm through this woman. Just like, what is the name of that shit? All right, well, let me just stay here because I can't remember what that is. It'll come to me.
Keep going. You got 1 minute.
These plants is the first god of this earth. So when you align with nature, you become powerful. Just like prime example, Monsanto hybrided all natural plants so that they could lower the vibration of the plant. Just like going back to the giants. Who's to say that we weren't giants before this so-called energy came to the earth and shrunk everything? But overall, this is what I really want to say.
I ain't gonna go against that.
This is what I really want to say. Everybody's talking about woman and man. That's commonality of, say, the unconscious being of not knowing who they innately are. It's masculine and feminine energy. If a female is in her right place, if it is in a right mindset, if she's governed by her spirit, because she is the waters of life. The first baptism is when you come into the physical realm. Wait, one more second.
Yeah,
okay.
My point is this.
A woman is not a good thing, and that's why you say, whoa, man. You know what I'm saying? Whoa means back the hell up. But if she is feminine, she is a god.
Okay, she is now.
Let's say something.
Hold on. Everybody got something to say, but you're gonna say it within 1 minute. So I heard the sisters. Let me hear the sisters. Y'all men know y'all ain't can't produce no babies. Let's hear from the producers. Go ahead. One of y'all sisters.
I totally believe that energy is so, the masculine and female energy is really what it's all about. And the reason why I say that is in the book of Enoch, he talks about actually seeing, I don't know, nowhere in the Bible, a person say, hey, I'm going to tell you what the Creator looks like. He didn't describe it as a human being, like a with some tits and some vagina and penis, no, okay? So let's just say hypothetically, everything is meant, is really working off of energy, like the brother just said. So if that is
the case,
that's why COVID, they needed everybody to be fearful, because that energy is what brings us together. So if all are in line with that same energy, let me just finish my last point. Everyone is on board in the same energy. That evil force from the fallen angels can't fuck with us. You know why? Because the more of us thinking alike and lying alike, evil energy can't fuck with us.
Okay, so you're saying...
Hey, drop bone.
I got you next, but we got to at least get some clarity. You saying that we could beat these fallen angels, but if the fallen angels have gotten our DNA, which y'all giving it to them through abortions, how can they, I mean, y'all giving them the source of what's needed. It's obviously that Planned Parenthood eugenics program is a reptilian enterprise.
The reproduction,
They're not going to men. They're going to women through the act of sex with a man. Now they turn and see. Now this is what happens. Now this is where men get crazed out. Now you know that you nothing in a woman is automatically known when you nut. It's just, I mean, either you some type of alien don't know when you nothing, but everybody should know that something's coming up. Now you are now impregnated. It's a duality thing, because now the safety of you get this baby from the phallus. That's why they had decided you don't need your dick no more, because you don't take responsibility. Because many of you are nothing to women, knowing you ain't got no financial, because women is a money game. The whole thing was based off money. First money was about it. And that's to this day. The difference, I asked y'all last week.
And drop bomb.
Prostitution, when I finish, I got you. When I said the prostitution, y'all need to know, y'all should know by now, it's two differences. Prostitution, the women was gods. That means they made their price. They set the price. They gave whatever. Human trafficking is slavery. Ain't nothing to go by, but you do this all day, and that's what's used. Now, why would sex be used all day? What was the purpose of that, everybody?
Hey, can I say something, bro?
Can I
go ahead.
It's the alignment. It's the alignment. It's the alignment of perfection of feminine and masculine energy together.
Brother West, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be brief
down,
with this. I'm going to paraphrase this. I'm going to be less than a minute. They told you in that book, anything that you bow down and worship becomes our God.
Okay.
I don't care what it is. You like smoking, drinking, or whatever, women, men, it's your God. And that's why the Most High don't like that shit. So y'all
got
to be
careful
what y'all
are calling
God now.
Now, you said the Most High. Hold on, the Most High. I want to hear from y'all, because every time we say Most High, I just want to know, in your mind, are you seeing a Most High what? Male? A man? What are you seeing? Because, see, when you say a word, there is a fraction of reality that you look into your mind. And I'm asking y'all, sisters first, is y'all seeing God as man too?
I used to because I was brought up that way.
Okay, that's all I need. What about you, sister? You see God as man?
I can see it as a balance, male and female energy. I want to say this.
Go ahead.
Is that earlier you were talking about energies mounting a person. Okay, and having sex with females, having sex with men.
That's what
they said. Maybe in a dream state.
Right,
so
dream state.
If you are not balanced, your material and your intuitiveness, your creativity, your spiritual side, correct, then you are an easy target to be mounted. So all they have to do is mount you when you're in your sexual act, because you're on a low vibration, you don't really have the fullness of knowledge about the sexual act.
So no one taught
us. They can mount you. Mm-hmm. And so the DNA that might come from an abortion, that's just whatever.
Could
they
I
can create what they want.
Okay,
to.
Now hold on, because when you say that, I want people to understand. So basically, if women are having, which is called unprotected sex in our time frame, if they have unprotected sex, and some dude who they don't really know, he could be a demon.
No, I'm saying,
but what if they could transform the energy that y'all claiming? I want to make sure y'all get it clear. He could turn himself into a shapeshifter and look like a human being, because there's some ruthless people out there. All you got to do is watch it unsung. And so they do this with you, boom, boom, boom. And when you go to them, get the fuck out of my face. Now the woman is now held in bondage of not having any economic clarity, because remember, back in the ancient days, that was a commodity. She made a commodity. They either going to make that child do something, work with them. Now, if she don't have nothing to do with no money, she going to go to one trade they know. Ancient trade is sex. So they say,
You're too material. You're talking. This is why a balance is so necessary.
I'm telling you what's happening on a high level.
We can't be physical. We need to deal.
Okay, you say that.
Balance it out with the spirit.
You and I both know. You and I both know. I'm going to make sure we all, because you and I both know that I'm not saying you may not have the power to do it. I said statistics.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking in general. I'm talking in general.
Right. But statistically, you telling me the sex trade game ain't got people drugging our kids and putting them in sex games? You don't see that where you living?
I'm absolutely correct.
Well, then what you just said?
You just said it's
physical. I asked you, what's happening? Now it's happening. Let's deal with the reality now. It's happening, right? So that's true or yes or no? Yes or no? It's happening.
I said that happened.
Hold on. I'm trying to make, because what I'm doing now is making sure that we all on the same
about
page.
Unprotected sex with that. What do you mean by that? When you have
unprotected,
when you
somebody
have sex
has
unprotected
sex with
without a condom.
Right.
You're
that's
saying that sex that
I'm
stuff
not saying
right
that sex.
Is kind of poison the body and the mind.
First of all, make sure we get this right. I said that you know what unprotected sex. Y'all heard all this in books. Unprotected sex is supposed to be when somebody give you a rubber, you don't put it on, it's more likely you're going to get pregnant. So percentage-wise, that's why I love facts. Percentage-wise, it's showing that people who are getting pregnant with babies are having unprotected sex with people they really don't know, and it all happened to all of us. We know this can happen. So it's not like we're making this up. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking you is, without the proper reach of a family, if they're trying to get everybody to get away from their families like they do now, you have no choice but to go to the state. Go to the state. So now we're leaving children now, like California. Where you from, sister? Where you from, sister? Think about it. Your state is now telling young kids that they could get shots without listening to their parents, and they got a law where you could have abortions without telling your parents in your state, and prostitution to a pedophile may get off. Now you tell me, does that sound like a cult or not? And then I'm gonna take another call.
It does.
Okay.
It sounds like they are so ritualistic, but what I'm trying to get to, brother, is this.
Mm-hmm.
What is the counter behavior or action that we need to implement? We talk about all the time what they're doing. So what we're doing. And the only
we're
thing
doing.
I can come up
Yo,
with.
Yo, we the ones doing it. Ain't nobody else doing this. Ain't no white man in your neighborhood kidnapping no kids.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying that anybody else is doing what you're doing, brother. I'm saying that's why I'm here, because I'm learning every Sunday.
Me and you
I'm
both. That's why we have this conversation. I'm learning from you, too. What you're saying
what
is that I need to hear from you. What we're doing
what
is
do
we elected
as
people.
As man and woman.
But
to
counter
is,
this.
Okay, now go ahead. I'm going to ask that question for you. Yeah, I know what she asked. Ain't that what you've been hearing all your life, brother? Didn't you go to Farrakhan? You ain't heard the same message? What can we do? What can we do? I thought that's what we all was thinking. But then you find out, what can we do if we don't even know that we don't know we're influenced by an alien cult? How can you do something against an alien cult? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Go ahead, jump in.
The question is, how does all of this free us? free us.
The question, right. You asked the question older than me. Hold on. Brother Kwame, you older than me. You have heard the same talk probably years before me. You ain't heard Malcolm say this. How we gonna get this? You didn't walk with the civil rights movement.
Well,
I showed you that we've been deceived. We got to come to grips that y'all been deceived too on this line.
Yeah.
And we've been lied to.
That's why I'm asking the question, what is it going to take to free us as human beings?
How you
can become free is sex is what controls people, mind and matter. And that's what drives people into making wrong decisions because of the fact that sex is what controls the government. Sex is what controls personal lives. Sex controls blackmail to make the government people do things because when they find out about how weak and pathetic people become, and they become controlled over sex. And that's just the energy that needs to be recognized, especially around men.
Thank you. Brother, you watched the movie. There's a movie about that.
The way we got here. Everybody on here that's speaking came from a relationship of a man and a woman.
Yeah.
What is the consciousness that came that formed you as a being? What has formed you?
Your parents.
And what are you going
back to? Your parents. Now, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Brother Kwame,
DNA.
Your parents is your DNA. Your parents gave you your first consciousness. When you watch your parents, you realize I learned from them mostly all my life. Before I got to another stage of life, which may be high school and so forth, I start to learn there's other people thinking totally different from what my household may be thinking. So now you're in a stage where no one's telling
you
this. You
have the ability to make choice and change.
Right,
but
change. Okay, choice and change is what we're talking about, but if your choice has been pre-mundane through physical law,
you
that's
have
been
the
given
choice.
To you.
Can't, I don't care how mundane it's been. You
well,
have
brother,
the choice as a
what
human
happened
being.
To,
hey, drop on.
Hold on. This show is based off truth. We got to ask him a question. This show is based off fact. Okay, John F. Kennedy. You don't think he was a... He turned righteous and gave us the whole attitude. Way before you was born, you was at that time. That man made that speech during your time. And we find out now that it was ignored by your generation. How do we take that?
Drive on. To know that he may have truth is a whole lie. So what is truth? That's what you just said.
Hey, I asked the question. Let's get some more people. Go ahead, jump in. That's why we're here.
You keep shifting the conversation. I really feel we need to go back to what you and the sister was talking about. It goes back to the simplicity of just like what we talked about education and all of these things. We are put in environments that take us out of ourselves. You ask somebody what they think, not what they feel, because what you feel aligns you with your spirit. What is most important about the state of being, because we are spirits clothed in flesh, as long as they keep us in the spacesuit emotions of our flesh, we will always be able to be controlled. But if you ask your spirit what it thinks, then your spirit will give you clarity. What it feels, it'll give you clarity. Just like a lot of people that took that damn poke said, I can't feel my spirit.
Well said, brother.
But mother wit, what you basically said, what we all learned was called mother wit, right? Mother wit, take your first instinct. That was what I was told when you feel yourself. So how come that ain't happening? I mean, I'm asking y'all, we can't be the only ones that know this, obviously. And if this is happening around the world, then it is awakening. But then all of us got a part of the awakening. Because if this is to be the case, that's why we put this together. So let me ask
And that's why social distancing is what they're applying.
But hold
if we can't
on, but,
communicate.
Right, but they created it. Now we on a power frequency produced by the same group. I want to hope you know, because I like to play both sides.
Yeah.
If the group listening to us, the group does. Okay, all this is controlled as well. So what we basically saying is we're being defined of what is of the Caesar. Because you said go to the spiritual. I mean, you know what y'all say. So we are going to the spiritual because we are being in defiant. We are being in defiant of even talking this way because you can't talk this way in a real totalitarian state. So we're not really there yet. Go ahead. We hear from you. Go ahead.
To answer to my sister's question about what's the antidote, what to do, all right, it's simple.
Number one,
okay.
Like my man, Minister Farrakhan, say, what do you say? Kun Falakun. Okay, you got to learn how to use your words. That's your magic wand. If I check what you're saying, because like I said before, it's thought, word, action. So if you learn how to use your words appropriately, you can control the matrix and make shit happen, man.
Now,
I'm
going to tell you
simpler, man.
Oh, let's go there. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. Let's go there because I like deep stuff. Now, brother Randy Short sent me something on what's going on next month. This chief of Africa, go to Randy Short. He had a hell of a thing going on. I'm going to try to get the brother on. They almost say, because you just mentioned brother Minister Farrakhan. And y'all mentioned earlier about Buffalo being ran by Islam and all those countries. Just look at all the Arabs that's over here and the money they're making. Now, the question to me is, you got to ask yourself, Minister Farrakhan, I gave more to him than he ever gave to me in a lot of ways because we always gave money. But when I look at some of the things that's happening in the black community around the elite boule that we worship and still to this day, I don't give too much because the Nation of Islam has a lot of answering to do when it comes to where all this money went. How can Chicago be this bad? What have they? Those are the questions you should be asking me. Y'all gave more money to these groups than you ever gave to me, so why don't you make them on the hot seat if you really was about trying to stop some shit? Because think about it. You gave more energy to these groups. Let's be honest with yourself right now because I know we're going to get deeper. Let's get honest.
Drop on.
Hold on. Think about it. Y'all gave a lot of energy to these groups that y'all have heard about from time to time. And the questions you never said, what we going to do? Y'all believed every program these people gave? I did. I believed everything. Hook, line, and sinker. Come to find out, they ruled by these same groups. Now, how does that work?
Dry bones. This is some of the subliminal messages is what these individuals using. Ultra speech translators and communication systems.
There you go, sis. I got you right there. Go ahead. That's what I want you to get to.
This is government patent.
Mm-hmm.
From M.A. Ackerman, M.E.T.A. Abstract.
Right.
A wireless communication system undetectable by radio frequency methods for converting audio signals, including human voice, to electronic signals in the ultrasonic frequency range. Transmitting the ultrasonic signal by way of acoustic pressure waves across a carrier medium, including gases, liquids, and solids. Ain't that the elements of the earth? And reconverting the ultrasonic acoustic pressure waves back to the original audio signal. That refers to the person's perception, their telepathy. This invention was made by the government support under the contract DE-AC-05-840R21400- awarded by the U.S. Department of Energy to Martin Marietta Energy Systems Incorporation, United States Patent Number 5-507-291, April
16, 1996.
Hold on.
That's what I'm talking about, sister. That's all I want you to do. Every time you hear something to go along with what you already know, to go along with what we're talking about, because right there could show you, you gave the patent. Now, the patent family, we all need to look up for next week. The people who got the patent, see how much money they making off of you believing this shit.
That's right.
Now, obviously, now, this is a very diabolical plan. Very diabolical.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's what I want you to program on, stuff like that. Hold on. I'm listening. I want you to keep, every time you get some new information on this type of information, what you're talking, that's what we need you to bring in. every week, because I'm telling you, people don't believe that you can be taken over by hypnosis without you even knowing.
Yeah.
And
let Wes go next.
Because he the one been telling me about the system. Go ahead, Wes. Hit her point, then Brother Kwame, you next.
What I want to say, the antidote to that, what you say, that sound weapon, the way to fight sound, you got to bring in an extra sound. When you know how to manipulate sound. You fight sound with sound. That go back to that 528 hertz. Everything they throwing at us, we got the answer, man. And there's another patent they got, 5159703, where they can come in off your TV, telephone, with that subliminal sound, and that answers your question, why these Negroes out here killing each other and shooting up, man? Because you look at the music and the words in them rap, hippity-hop songs. The words they speaking, okay, making them flip out and want to kill each other with stupid shit, man.
Time up, Brother Kwame, hit him.
Yeah, but okay, what we're talking about is it's in a book called Dark Persuasion, The History of Brainwash from Pavlov to Social Media by Joel Dimsdale. And what he's showing is that from the Germans with Pavlov all the way up to right now in social media for the Facebook and all the stuff that what the sister just shared and excellent. And what Wes just said, it's all written, and it tells you how they've come, and it made it through the COINTELPRO, MTRAE, ULTRA, all of it has been geared towards social control.
Right. Now, hold on, social control.
And you know what? The thing about it is I believe that all that is being taught, because when you look at the Book of Enoch, when they said they came down there and they taught the sorceries, they taught all the energy, they taught them how to have the pyramids, be able to communicate. That is a gift that the fallen angels came down here and they gave to, like, Tesla. I truly believe that in order for the government to control all these people and to be able to take the sex game to that another level, it had to be taught. And it was taught by the fallen angels. We went from riding horses to them seeing the ship. What do they call the people up there?
I got you.
No. I'm talking about the
space station.
What are the aliens being?
Space station.
Yeah, we see them. We see them in the sky. So how can
UFO.
We take go
UFO.
From that and go from there to here without having been taught?
Time up. Thank you for the time up. When they say time up.
Okay,
Hold on. Queen Shalene next. Go ahead. Queen Shalene, go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The method and apparatus.
No.
Sister, reducing physiology.
Hey, that's why I told y'all. Y'all ain't listening. That's sister next. That's sister go. Ahead. Queen Shalene, you next. 1 minute. I'm giving everybody time.
Okay,
but you gotta
so
give
I want to.
1 minute. Go ahead. That's what
okay, I want to iterate on this. How many heavens are there? That's a question you need to ask. What does heaven mean to you? What is the purpose of heaven? What do you think heaven is? Is heaven a climax? Is heaven having what you really wanted? Is heaven power, or is heaven in the sky? You say the fallen angels that never fell, they landed. Mm-hmm. They say fallen angels, but they landed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From.
That's
the
terminology. Good one.
What heaven did they come from? Was it
good.
Their
I like
own
that.
World?
I, like
that
they, I never
I
said
like
heaven, sister. I never
no,
said
no,
heaven. I
no,
said
if
no,
they're
no,
falling angels,
heaven.
They claim angels are from
no,
heaven.
No, heaven.
That's
yeah.
true.
So they give. They give. Right. They give.
Is
could
heaven
be dimension,
the that they came
could be
from?
Dimension. I got
See,
you.
We
I got
have
you.
To
we
start
got
asking a little bit more questions
I
about
understand.
These beings.
That is very,
right.
very good point,
hold
sister.
Hold on. We got that. We got that.
Could I say something to add
next.
To that,
hold on. Yes, you got. Hold on. You got 1 minute because I got to go to a commercial. Because once this board go off, it's over. So this is why I say patents do matter. Because even if you think it ain't, it's still people close to you who have taken the patent, which is parent.
Is this the mark of the beast? All right, guys, just a quick video. I came across this video by the Open Scroll YouTube channel. Rob Schlenker is the guy who runs this channel, and they brought out a very, very interesting video the other day. As I say, here's the video here that they recorded, and it's about Microsoft filing a patent, and get this, for the patent number. The patent number is 060606. Now, if you drop the zeros, certain numerology practices drop zeros. They don't count them in numbers. So it's basically patent number 666. Yeah, have a look at this video, and we'll go to the patent number. All right, so I've just clicked on the patent link and number. The applicant of the patent is Microsoft Technology Licensing Liability Limited. And I'll just read to you the abstract of what the patent is. So here I am at the link from Rob Schlenker's video, patentscope.wipo.international. So it's the International Registry of All Intellectual Property Patents. And have a look. Patent number 060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Wow. All right, there we see a diagram. But let's just read the abstract, because the abstract is really mind-blowing and gives you an insight of what they plan to do to people. Abstract. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrency. So using the human body to mine cryptocurrency. Huh. A server may provide a task to a device of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. So they're saying that the user is given a task to do and then is linked up to a server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. Right, so whatever the user is doing, go and get a paper, driving their car to the shop, activity data within the body can be sensed. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies, this is interesting, satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. Wow. I'll let you read into that further.
Yeah, that's really wild. Now, you see the day. Let's take this conversation to another level, because at 1 o'clock the board cuts off and many of you will be cut off after a certain amount of time. So let's go there. Y'all just say how y'all going to stop this, why we going to do this. Most of y'all stops most of it within your body. Because think about what we just said. The only way to have this done is through the vaccinations to make you cryptocurrency. And notice what it said, mining. These are all the attributes of the Akanaki. Mining, getting this, getting that. What's y'all take? I'll hear from all y'all one at a time. Let's go with who's first on this microphone. 63364. What's you thinking? That's kind of like y'all been saying it. Mining operation.
Yeah, you're right, man. Then you got the mind, M-I-N-D-N-D, however you spell it, M-I-N-D.
Yeah.
This stuff deep, man. I just sent you some information from Amy with them patent numbers and explaining some stuff, man.
Yeah.
This stuff is deep,
that
it can't be
defeated,
man.
That's why she said that. I'm glad she came on with that, because it was right there for me. I said that patent number. I said, man, now the problem I got is, everybody, why they want to patent that? Now you see, those of you who didn't take this, think about it. You did do your job. You thought of yourself. You said, no. And they want you to feel bad. 6661. And this, I mean, can't easily they, you can see this is going in that direction, generating cryptocurrency, mining of human beings without happening to even dig in the earth now, except for the
conductor. That's slavery.
Yeah,
that's slavery,
man. Thank you. I got the lines open.
Cryptocurrency is a slavery. You can sit there and you got to watch the money. You're watching your money. You got to make sure you go buy on a certain time, a dip. Then you have to take it and put it in a vault, you take it out of the crypt and put it in the vault. And then you're in the tomb, because you're the tomb. You're the battle in there mining. the crypto. This is the new slavery. I keep telling people this is not financial inheritance. Money is not financial inheritance. The planet is our inheritance that's been stolen. That's the real inheritance.
Okay, so it's been stolen.
And they know it.
Let's go with this premise. Let's go with that because, I'm just giving you what this patent is because people act like, y'all been saying, I'm just giving y'all the facts behind all we say. Somebody say, oh, they just talking shit. No, this is factual stuff we all talking about on this line here. So if this the case, it does take, we did stop the first process of not being transmitted. Let's be honest. Even though we battling with other maybe thing, but they must know that they need to get enough people vaccinated. That's why they easing off now. They got the numbers. They got the numbers. Only thing we can fear now is what will come of this in the next phase. Because they got the numbers, obviously. What's y'all take on that? That's why they're easing in Europe and so forth, because the numbers of people who did it is enough for them to carry on to the next phase. What's y'all take? Could be, could not. I mean, there are enough people who didn't take it as well.
I think if they rush in to get that 5G or 10G or 8G disguised as 5G or operational, you know, I think it's a cover-up. I think it's 10G. They need a higher frequency in order to get that AI to be continuously working. And the AI is giving them orders on what to do. So they going to put everything in the AI hands. And they want to chip everybody up so they can be connected to the AI. And that way, if you get out of line, the AI is going to kill you.
And that's voluntarily, too. So if we go along with that, you know, if even we take that back to Anunnaki, you were mining gold. You know, they needed gold. So basically, this crypto money is another form of enslavement because – and it's a volunteer. I really believe – The energy has to be voluntarily because of the fact that they're doing too much to convince us to create this drama, this creation.
Okay, voluntarily. That's deep what you said. Hold on.
Yeah.
You said that they're doing too much. Like you just said, we talked earlier, some of y'all calls are dropping at a certain amount of time. The money that's Lori Lightfoot, the giving of free food, giving of here's a voucher, here's $100. I mean, this was actually like they gave us the lowest value to take something that could be billions of dollars for somebody else. So that's kind of strange. That's a good point right there. Like the amount
and that's
of marketing.
Global too. Global crypto money is global. Everybody can they can control everybody. Like
well,
I
New
said,
York
they made
mayor,
me
the New York mayor, the Miami mayor, New York mayor, Miami mayor.
Yes, sir.
They have announced that they want their paychecks in crypto.
And it went down low. He changed his mind and
wanted
it back in a regular money because
he found out that it dropped. But he took it out that same day.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not sure. Check it out because
it dropped on.
Go ahead.
See,
You just said something very significant. You said voucher or vulture. That's the same damn thing, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty a bird of prey. It's a praying bird on the dead. That's for damn sure, man. But then again, everybody think about y'all now. I'm just telling y'all that this patent. Today's program shows you, I got all right. Yeah, the Frankfurt School, this is all communism coming out that same area of the Khazars. If you look up everything we said today, the Khazar area.
Mm-hmm, when they tricked everybody into turning in their gold and silver, they voluntarily, do that?
They voluntarily. They give people a command.
Mm, yep, that's true.
Volunteer,
good point.
Volunteer. Just like your gun give back. Volunteer. You volunteered to de-arm yourself through the church.
Mm-hmm.
Through the church. That's
not only that. How about the ritual of wedding? They ask you that question.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That, will do you promise to stay with this individual, forsaking all others?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
And then that go back to the rings, man. That was Saturn about when the man and woman
Lord,
put on rings.
Lord,
that stuff
Lord
to
the ring.
Too, ain't
Lord of the Rings. Now, that's my point. See, Lord of the Rings, all this was worshiping Saturn, which they say is the sun. Now, this is not by accident. And it ain't just the white folks. This is all over Earth. Africa got the same religion. Saying the same. Everybody ain't in Egypt either. You got Africa all the way to Timbuktu. And so it's like everybody's not in Egypt when all this great shit was going on. So it's like this. If this is a renaissance of the renewal of the Earth, they are actually thinking to themselves that they are doing that shit that we all say, as was the beginning and shall be the end. If this was the beginning, then we must got to go through something to get to it. It ain't going to be nice. It ain't going to be always nice. Even in relationships, it ain't all nice. Even if it's at the end, you'll cry at the funeral because you love each other, but it was not a wholly nice atmosphere for all the years together. So that's the way this thing is happening.
Well, I'll put it, if I may just say this, I'll put it to you like this. That's why it emphasizes, even in the book of Revelation, I forgot what verse, but it emphasizes on your alignment with your inner being. Woe to those who aren't prepared, basically is what it's saying. So that's why
I agree.
Getting into your own being and getting that proper alignment with your spirit, soul, and flesh will make you supreme as far as what is to come or what you need to know and what you need to disregard.
I think that's for everybody right now.
That sounds so wonderful. Well, so wonderfully said. You should really, have you ever thought about getting into, speaking to people about their inner energy and helping them direct those energies into good positive actions with their life? Because you have that, you just have that in your voice is so, easy to listen to.
The challenge with all things in this experience that we're having right now is to know who individuals are, because some people will ask questions and nothing is answered without a question. But some people don't want the information. That's why a lot of people get high for fanaticism. But everybody's dropping jewels. It's just that getting that piece of jewel that's relative to your personal experience.
And
you know, just
area.
Like they say, you can't give
your
a baby
area.
Meat. You have to
right.
give a baby milk. Are you? Go ahead.
In your area. Because you're right. Everybody that we talk on this region is not in the same region. So what's happening, like Brother said, what's happening good for me may not be all the time happening right now good for you or whatever else in your life is happening based on the experience of these groups we're talking about. I mean, all it takes is for an imbalance of your food supply for you to really get to what we're all headed toward. So it's like, everything can't be sugarcoated either. It's like, I tell people all the time, I love sugarcoated. That's why all of us join these groups to hear a sugarcoated message that everything's going to be all right and Cinderella's coming tomorrow and Prince Charming's around the corner. Everybody likes to hear that shit. I thought we was going to, take over a long time ago with all the black folks. You think about it, all y'all on this line. With all the knowledge we have for black organizations by now that we've been together on in different regions, you would think we would be a little far more gone than us still talking about what was talked about in the 60s and stuff. So I'm like, and then to find out this message that we're talking on this point right now is right happening during the time of the 60s when they formulated how to control everybody. So it's like, it's kind of like a scary combination, how we can say everything sounds great and we're doing it, but in reality, this message has been told. Y'all, just think about how fanatical y'all was with the New Wabians, Malachi Z. York. Everybody thought that was heaven.
Right.
I thought it was.
Yeah, but
true.
It goes back to what you were saying earlier. Farrakhan needs to answer about the money. Anybody who's sitting in a seat of power, they will be mainly attacked by those individuals, the disagreeable ones, because
if that person
has so much power and prominence, they want to use them.
Right.
So-called people that came before us, see, the problem with black people, we're going to worship them instead of practicing what they say. So making them a god instead of, they give you the blueprint of what to do. But man, Farrakhan told y'all, kun pala kun, use your words and you be, and it is. That's what kum pala kum means. Be, say something, think it, say it, be, and it is, man. That's what I tell you. I don't give a damn about no money, whatever you get. We gave
well,
money.
That's
more important than money.
The,
hey, drop
okay.
on. That's more important than money. To tell you how to manipulate
don't
the
you know, didn't we all follow that? That the whole premise of what we learned back in them days, it should be analyzed, really, really. That's what I'm saying to this day to get to the probably next level. Okay, on the back of the final call, it was, these are our principles. I don't know what y'all been reading, but at the end of it, if this was what we wanted. How many of us said that was a bad idea? Everybody thought that was a great idea. I didn't think one problem with that idea. When the idea got to be implemented, something happened where it did do good for, I don't know, about a decade or two, until some end shit come in, and then we lose one of the primary people in that region, not all the region, but for that region, Chicago, New York, they had fish markets, they had all kind of stuff before I was even born. They had, I'm born in 62, they was rolling. Then turmoil comes, then you find out they worshiping, they got a secret alliance with the Ku Klux Klan. Now, that's never even talked about with our people. Never talked about.
And Dianetics, too. Ron Hubbard, too, man. But see what happened was when Elijah Muhammad died, that's when everything went to pieces. But
I look at what somebody said
and learn what they do. Like Messiah said, what he did, we can do also.
But
so that's what I'm concentrating on.
I'm telling you, everybody on this line, you cannot say you did not put your left foot forward in trying to figure out what direction. Because basically, we still bound that same thing that we was talking about during the time of we bound the same damn thing. Everything we talking about, I told you, that cycle that we in is that we in the AI shift now. We in AI shift.
Yeah.
We in that cycle of AI shift. We may not see the it promised man like Dr. King said, but for reality purposes, being that where we at, it's only one way to get to be stopped. It got to be pure rebellion at a high level.
Yeah.
Where the military wouldn't be the military will be the first to initiate it. When I'm gonna tell you if it's gonna be real. If it's gonna be real, the military itself will employ first. If when you start to see that happen, then that's common sense that something big is on the offensive. And
if
the military gonna go to war, and you go ahead and finish, I'm just putting the pieces of history, just facts. If they gonna go to war, now they gonna have to take all our money now and fight over there. And if Biden told y'all this already, then that's how you know we in a serious perilous time where they'll go ahead. Now y'all.